Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy themselves your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll feel. Every weekend, you better attend. You can guess what we'll be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yes,
that's right. Rob and Akiva need a podcast, episode number 153. It Takes Two, where we are looking at not one, but two films by the great artists, Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen, here today on the podcast. Let's bring in a man who says it takes 4.5 podcasts to make him complete. Here he is, just got back from a camping trip, and he is raring to go. It's Uncle Kiwi, Akiva Whitaker.
So high energy today, Rob.
I'm so pumped up.
You have like two coffees before this or something?
No. Well, they're kicking in. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm really pumped up, excited to talk about this. Been looking forward to this all weekend here on Saturday evening as we are. You know, just like my wife draws it up, a Saturday night recording of Rob and Akiva needs a podcast.
Yeah, Saturday nights are for talking about the Olsen Twins movies from 1995, 26 years old. It's how when I was, you know, a wee lad in high school and we were hanging out on Saturday nights, I thought like one day, 20 years from now, I will be, you know, hanging out with friends in a different way.
Well,
podcasting.
I was talking to my wife about well, what are we doing Saturday night? And I was like, well, I'm podcasting about the films of Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen. And she's like, don't say that out loud. People are going to think that you're a perv. And I said, listen, they're married to guys that are like 10 years older than me. Okay.
Much older.
Podcasting them.
Weird French guys. Those are the pervs.
Yeah. So, what does she know?
She's absolutely wrong. In fact, I'll say, you know,
this podcast.
Yes. For many years, I've been watching movies or shows to prep for podcasts with you. And I don't think I've ever had more interest in prepping anything than I did with It Takes Two. We were in bumper to bumper traffic driving home tonight. And I put on, because it was on YouTube, so it was very easy to find It Takes Two. I put it on and I had like, and I, you know, we were playing it for the whole car. My kids were so into the movie.
My kids watched it too. It was a family event yesterday.
My kids have apparently, I didn't even realize this. I guess I should be a better parent. They've seen this movie like 20 times.
Oh.
They were like calling all the lines out.
Wow.
And then my sons fell asleep in the car, but my wife like stayed up and watched the movie with me after. When we got home, she finished the movie with me. She was so into
it. Wow. Okay.
I can't ever remember that happening.
All right. Well, not since what? What was the last movie you went to? Titanic?
Mean Girls, maybe?
Mean Girls. Yeah. Okay. I guess, there are some mean girls in this film, at least one. But let's bring in a woman who is never mean. And she's one of the greats. She, of course, is the auteur behind the legendary oral history of the sleepover, from which originally happened back in 2019. If we would have known that was going to be like the last event, it would have marked it with even more of like a ceremony. And of course, you could hear her on the BoJack Horse Pod with the great Kirsten McInnes. Please welcome back. It's Lindsay Wilson. Lindsay, how are you? End of Simpsons then and now.
Yes, originally a Renap idea.
Yes. Yes,
but I am great. It takes three of us to get through these movies today.
It takes three. And Akiva, I'm so glad that Lindsay Wilson is here. I want to give Lindsay her flowers while she is here with us here today. I think the world of Lindsay Wilson. I just think that she is one of the most talented podcasters out there. I think that she does it all.
I feel like you're setting the bar far too high.
Yeah, people's expectations should be on the floor. Yeah, I'm not trying to psych you out or anything. I just said that I'm always excited when we get to podcast with Lindsay Wilson.
Oh, that's so nice.
She joined us three times in the Survivor Top 40 Countdown, and it wasn't enough.
Wow. Yeah, wow, Lindsay, times. I only got invited once. You're a big deal.
You had enough going on. Yeah, no, I'm very excited to be back. I was thinking this is the first time I've been back since the Sleepover podcast, which seems
it is
outrageous.
Really?
Yeah. Second appearance. It takes two times.
That, honestly. Yeah, to top.
Yeah, what a legend. If I just did that and never came back, just never heard from again.
Should we be thinking of new things like the Sleepover podcast, or are you one and done? Are you retired and like, I can't top that. I'm a busy person now. I don't know how I had all that time back then.
I am doing my PhD now, so that's harder. But so
is it in podcasting
on the back burner for a little bit while you work on a new oral history, like big podcast project?
Yeah, legitimately this week I was like, I have a midterm, but I do have to watch The Challenge from 2003. So I guess I should watch The Challenge.
Yes. Well, okay, well,
what's your PhD in?
Epidemiology.
It has nothing to do with podcasting. Yeah, what were you saying, Rob?
Yeah, no, I was just going to say that I don't want to confuse people. We're like, wait, The Challenge? So yeah, so we're going to talk about two movies here. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, we're going to talk about 1995's It Takes Two. And then we're going to talk about 2003's The Challenge, which I do believe was the last of the direct-to-DVD films from Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. And we chose to talk about that one because it is the entire movie is like a Survivor parody.
Yeah, can I tell you the real reason I initially chose these? I mean, Lindsay threw out some ideas. I went to like a BuzzFeed type rankings, and It Takes Two was the number one ranked Olsen Twins movie, and The Challenge was the bottom ranked Olsen Twins movie. So I figured we watch the best and the worst of the Olsen Twins.
The best and the worst. Akiva, let me just I would bring this up in the voicemail, but I'm worried that I'm going to forget. But I felt like that you were a little off your game, or I was wondering maybe if you were waiting to give your commentary. But this week was a historic week. I know this is not famously not a Survivor podcast, but there was Hebrew this week on Survivor.
And not just Hebrew, Baruch Hashem, which is a very Jewish phrase that's like you have to know it. So that was very exciting to see. I didn't there's four Jewish women on the season of Survivor. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
The record. I think Mike Bloom and I have to do a new Jewish Hanukkah song. If you remember, we did that like 5 years ago.
I think it was on the holiday special, right? I think that it was
We did two. We did one which was all about all the RGP podcasters, and then I think
one was a ranking. You're right.
I ranked. Maybe I have to redo my rankings then. You're right.
Okay.
It was a ranking. It wasn't a song. Good call.
All right. So historic week here on RHAP. I got together with Akiva on post-show recaps to be on his Curb Your Enthusiasm podcast with Josh Wigler.
Yeah. It's exciting that Curb's back. Rob did not love the episode. I didn't like it either. Rob was a little bit more down on it than me. But Josh was a much more positive person in general than, he liked
Josh
the episode.
Josh finds the silver lining in things.
Absolutely, he does. Yeah, so he liked it. But I'm still looking forward to the second episode. I'm going to be doing that with Josh this week.
Okay. All right. Last time out, Akiva. It was a great episode. Was the What's My Age Again? Big hit.
Yeah, it was a hit. A hit. We've already put some kind of sequel into production. Wheels already turning on that. Great job by Karen from Canada. That was very fun.
Lindsay, do you want us to guess your age?
If you want to, I watch these movies in real time, so that might say something.
Right, maybe we'll do that in the mailbag.
So, What's My Age Again? Let me just say, I thought it was super fun, but I was also like screaming at my phone when you two were talking about maybe next time we'll guess people's salaries and didn't say, What's My Wage Again?
What's my
wage? Oh, see, that's why we have her on. That's why
it writes itself.
Okay, good. All right.
Now, you really thought of that during the episode and not just now, and was like, because it's easy to listen at home and think of jokes or correct the podcasters, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, at Bill Simmons, but like,
very specifically, it's much harder when you're on there. And I was like, I'm going to forget to say
it is a spooky weekend. I have heard that, like, when you know something and the podcaster doesn't, that's the closest that you can come in this life to being a ghost, Akiva.
Yeah, not really a Halloween-y. Neither of the movies we watched this week were Halloween movies. There are Olsen Twin Halloween movies.
Lep 4 earlier this month.
There is a Halloween Olsen Twins movie, Double Double Toil and Trouble. That's very spooky, but I saw it so many times as a kid. Yeah, I didn't want to go. I mean, Lindsay could talk about it, but I didn't really want to revisit it, honestly. I was sick of it.
Actually, Lindsay, could you give us your background resume as a Olsen Twins expert and aficionado?
Yeah, so I guess this kind of started because you two were talking a lot about the TGIF lineup.
Yes.
And that sort of triggered for me, like, oh, there was definitely an Olsen show, which was called Two of a Kind, which also had a series of like novelizations of the episodes or something. Anyway, I think my story is quite similar to that of many millennial women, where it's like, basically in the 90s, I was like, every Olsen movie, I must see it. I had like a standing phone call in at Blockbuster to be like, can I rent one of these 30 Olsen movies, please? They had like mystery movies. They had You're Invited to Their Ridiculous Birthday Party movies. They had Two of a Kind, which I unironically still really love. Mm-hmm. They had the ones where they were cute and young, and then it progressively turned into like, now we go to different countries and meet boys in these countries and we kiss these boys, as we saw at the end of the challenge movie.
Yeah.
There was a lot of singing early on. I don't know if either of you are aware of that. Most of these early ones had a ton of singing. Yeah, so I don't know. I feel like I was very into them. I really thought Mary Kate was the cool one. She was the sporty one of the two every time, which I am certainly not. So I don't know what I was thinking, but they were like fashion icons. They were everything. So I don't know. Were you two aware of aware of them at all? I feel like probably not.
Oh my God. What do you think? 1,000?
Well, I mean, not that you weren't aware of them at all, but I guess, did you ever watch their movies? Like, had you seen It Takes Two before?
Rob, had you seen It Takes Two before?
No, I mean, of course, I knew them as Michelle Tanner on Full House. And of course, that I was a big Full House person. And I watched them through. And then I was like, oh, wow, they like the Olsen twins like are making movies. I guess they have their own thing now. They're the most successful people from this show. But I never followed their career following this. I don't think I've ever seen them in anything else.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, because I had a younger sister, she was very into them. So just by accident, like, I would be in the room. Well, I'm sure I had seen this movie when I was a kid and I just don't remember it. Double Double Toy and Trouble, we watched a lot of times. A lot of the early ones before I was like, you know, too cool to be still be watching stuff with my little sister. Mm-hmm. I had seen, and also, you know, Full House. I had watched all of Full House. Now, I partially because I'm face blind, because like, who cares? I never knew the difference between the two of them, to my knowledge. Like, I didn't know. And certainly in this movie, I don't know who played Mary Kate and who played Ashley. It doesn't, you know.
Well,
it's meaningless to me.
Mary Kate and Ashley are those are the names of the actresses.
Oh, okay. You know what I mean. I don't know who Mary Kate played and who Ashley was portraying. I just, you know, like Lindsay, you're watching them. You're like, oh yeah, that's Mary Kate. That's Ashley. She's so sassy or whatever.
Yeah, but really it's not, because I can look at them and be like, oh, that, you know, that's Mary Kate, that's Ashley. More so when they're older, you can tell a little bit more, but when they're kids, you can really only tell because they make them extremely stereotypical. Like, this one is sporty and this one is the goody goody or whatever. So like, I had a fairly serious falling off with Mary Kate and Ashley, where it was like, up until a certain point, I think the last one I saw was like Switching Goals or something, or Passport to Paris or something. Like, I had never seen the challenge before. I'd never really followed them after that, but I was so obsessed. Like, I can't begin to tell you how many trips to Blockbuster to rent these movies.
Okay. It seems like that their last credits were in, 2011 for Mary-Kate. Have they ever appeared in anything without the other one?
Yeah, Mary-Kate was for a while in Weeds, actually. She had a bunch of episodes in that. And she
really?
Kept acting. Yeah, she had like a recurring role.
I thought they were totally retired.
Ashley retired first. I think I saw maybe it was 2009 that she stopped acting, and then Mary-Kate stopped in like 2012.
Yeah.
I mean, they are like nowhere though, right? They don't do any media. Akiva,
well, let me just tell you, Ashley Olsen, her latest credit from 2021 is on something called Just Headlines, which is a podcast series in the episode, The Full House John Stamos Vaccine Mandate. Have Moderna.
What is that? What is what, like?
It's an episode called "The Full House John Stamos Vaccine Mandate." I ad lib the have Moderna.
Yes, I'm very confused by. They really have not acted
in a decade, either of them.
But they're not in the public eye, really, right? Like they're not on social media. Their sister Elizabeth, who's like still acting, also not on social media. Like they're really. Issue all sort of publicity almost.
Yeah, they've become very private kind of people where you can't find much about them anymore. They definitely, like when they stopped acting, they were like, oh, we want to focus on fashion. And that's not something I'm even slightly aware of, but that's what they have said. And they're still worth like $100 million.
Yeah, they're doing fine with the fashion stuff, but their last joint credit was hosting SNL in 2004. And they basically retired after that. with Jay Kwan as the musical guest. I don't know. Like why it was also one of them, I believe, like owned Heath Ledger's apartment maybe when he was found dead and like they, whoever found Heath Ledger called one of the Olsen twins before calling the police, and the Olsen twins sent over their, you know, private security before
their cleaner,
something like basically something before even calling the police. That was like the, you know, which I'm sure is like the, you know, that's the type of thing, obviously the person died, but like, you know, they are like stay so far below the line that they're like, you know, anything like that leaking or upset them. And they, one of them married, I think, the president of France's brother, but then recently got divorced. And that was messy. But the other one is not really dating a celebrity.
Yeah. OK, so. All right. Not really so much in the public eye. Let's look back at a time when they were. And I'm thinking we should talk about It Takes Two first and then. Talk about The Challenge second.
That's probably how they filmed them, right?
That is how they filmed them. They're much younger then. Can you just talk about Lindsay, that just give us the real quick rundown of like what's the story from Full House to It Takes Two? I'm assuming Full House is over at this point.
Yeah, I think so. This is 1995, so Full House isn't over, then it's very close to being over, I think, at this point. But so they started their own basic, like they owned Dual Star very early on, and they started doing these like very short, quick movies of them as like very little kids. At this point, they had done like To Grandmother's House We Go, Akiva's favorite film, Double Double, Toil and Trouble. How the West Was Fun.
That's a classic.
Right. Oh my gosh, yeah. And then this one was kind of the big theatrical release that they got. So this is kind of the first big deal, I think.
Yeah. So this comes in 1995, which is also the final year of Full House. So they're hot.
Yes, yes. Yeah. This is like peak Olsen time. They're still really cute at this point. They're still little. It's novel that they look the same. It's all very exciting.
Okay, and spoiler alert, I'm just going to tell you what the plot of It Takes Two, which if you want to stop the podcast now, this film is available on HBO Max in addition to how Akiva watched it on YouTube.
On YouTube, yeah.
Okay.
Just shut off the Greek subtitles that are on there and you're fine.
Yeah. So It Takes Two, the plot is a little bit of like a famous storyline of we have two young women and they are from different walks of life. They are of no relation. They're identical strangers. That is a term that is used in the movie.
I thought the whole movie that they were related. They are identical strangers.
They're identical strangers. And they are named Amanda and Alyssa. Alyssa comes from a very wealthy background. Amanda is a poor orphan, and they both are unhappy with their lot in life. And somehow they end up switching identities.
At some point, yeah.
At some point, yes. And they learn that the grass isn't always greener. Do they learn that? I don't really think they learn that.
I don't think they learn that.
I think they learn like being rich is cool as long as you're not.
Yeah. They become more focused on getting their respective caregivers together.
Yes. Really. And the movie ends up really like, I thought they didn't put enough faith in the Olsen twins to carry this film. I feel like that we spent a lot of time with the, I guess, the well-known leads of the film, Kirsty Alley, one of Akiva's favorites, and Steve Guttenberg.
The Goot.
The Goot.
Do you think that they're like the child labor laws prevent you from really like churning out a zillion scenes with the Olsen twins because they have to like be in school all day also?
They're that's what I was nine. Thinking. I know they had like very strict rules when they were little teeny babies on Full House. So that's why they had to split the roles. So probably them having their own roles, it was probably pretty strict.
Because I think in the IMDb trivia, like one of them has to play the other one in the scene, which I assume is also related to like acting laws and stuff.
One of them has there's to like play the scene. Other one in a scene?
There's one. Yeah, there's one scene where one of them like it, like fills in for the other one, I think, in the movie.
Interesting. Okay. So that is the film. It Takes Two. This was very confusing for my kids. My kids, they had not had any sort of knowledge about that the Olsen twins were a thing. I said, guys, come on, let's watch this movie. It's about these two girls. And so I explained to them that they're in real life, they're twins. He's like, okay, but
and they've never seen Full House.
They've never they've seen Full House, but they don't know that they've seen Full House like where Michelle Tanner is a baby.
Right. There's no twins in Full House. Also. Yeah.
So I tried. I said, okay, let's watch this movie. Now in the movie, they are identical strangers. They are of no relation. And so that they say to me, Dad, but those two girls, they're sisters. I said, no, they're not. In the movie, they're not. He said, but in real life, they are. Yes, they're in real life. They are. But in the movie, are they sisters in the movie? No. But are they sisters in real life? Yes, they are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a hard concept to understand. If you don't, if you're coming in with like knowledge of what twins are first, but not with knowledge of the Olsen twins, it's a hard concept.
Mm-hmm. It's truly baffling that this is the concept so that they are not related. Like it's very Parent Trap, but in that one, they are related.
Lindsay, could you give us just the breakdown? So they've got to come up with like, you know, they're in 15 of these movies every time. Like what's the ratio of the conceit of how many times are they separated at birth? How many times are they, you know, sisters in real life, identical strangers?
I'd say the vast, vast majority of the time, apart from this movie, I'm pretty sure they're always twin sisters. A lot of the time, they are living in separate places, like they sometimes have divorced parents.
Mm-hmm. So, as you do with identical twins, you split them up.
As early as
possible.
Yes, exactly.
That's very common.
Yes.
Yeah, and that old chestnut. Yeah.
I mean, not to spoil the second movie, but they are, you know, on the opposite sides of the fence, really. They are not seeing things eye to eye in the second film. Are they often sort of people that are not getting along at the start of the movie?
They're often just like, oh, aren't we so different? They're but when so you different. Actually, like, you examine it at all, they're like, actually not that different. Yeah. Like, one of the other movies we talked about doing was Billboard Dad, and in that movie they're like, we're super different but we get along, and it turns out that like one of them likes surfing and one of them likes diving, like those are almost the same thing.
They both involve water.
Have you ever thought about if you had an identical twin?
Oh man, but like two of me would be way too much,
would it?
But like if it, like it was like very active, an outdoorsy type, you know, still had all its hair, I don't know, like there's a lot
was an identical twin.
Hated. Well, yeah, you could have a different hairline. You know, hated podcasting, hated sports. Was into I don't know, eating cream cheese. Trying to think things I don't like.
Akiva, if you ever had an identical twin, would you somehow like if you there was like, hey, I can't be on this podcast. Like, can you fill in for me and just fake it that you are me?
Now I will say, like the least useful part of faking with an identical twin would be the voice, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's very possible that you would not be faked out by the voice.
So you think
like, let's say I was on a video episode.
Yeah, well, hypothetically, then what if you just found like an Akiva impersonator?
Should we do that? Should we put that on the wheel? Find the Akiva impersonator.
I mean, do you think that we could find people like could that carry an episode of like listening to Robin Akiva impersonators?
What if like we said we're gonna find one
And then they're going to be on an episode, but we won't say beforehand which episode it is. And you have to like say like, hey, Akiva sounded different this episode. Or Rob, I don't know. Wasn't as cheerful.
I would love to find Rob and Akiva impersonators.
If someone thinks they could do that, well, hit us up. Mm-hmm. We'll talk.
Yeah. How about this? If you could do it, we'll give you a mailbag.
Fine, but we won't say which one.
Fine. Okay. Lindsay, It Takes Two takes place in 1995, partially in the mean streets of New York City, where Amanda has a thick New York accent, played by Mary Kate. Akiva, did you buy the New York accent from Mary Kate Olsen in the movie?
Yeah, she is like a hard scrabble Brooklyn kid. Mary Kate Olsen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she plays stickball, just like it's 1952.
Yeah,
you guys want to play stickball?
Yeah, the kids in Brooklyn, they never stop playing stickball, just like, you know, our grandpas did back then. Like, my grandpa was playing stickball in the Bronx in, you know, 1937.
Yeah, we used to play outside the orphanage. Yeah.
Also, like, a very interesting choice. Very like the orphanage also seemed like very 1950s, like very beautiful, like, but there's like 25 beds in a room, but it's like a really nice room. It's like a very cheerful.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kirstie Alley was in Cheers.
Yeah. Kirstie Alley and she's playing a character named Diane, which ironically was who she took over for.
Yes, that's true.
In Cheers. I do buy it. I think they're really good. I think both Olsen twins in this movie give like, you know, I don't know about Oscar worthy performances, but at least like Emmy consideration.
I felt they're like great. That Kirstie Alley really like knew she was on the downside of her career here in this movie. She seemed miserable to me.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how many Look Who's Talking has she done at this point? has she done Look Who's Talking Now? She still has a Look Who's Talking, I think, still to come.
Man, how does Look Who's Talking hold up? Probably not well, right?
No, I wouldn't think very well. I wouldn't think so. Yeah, yeah. I mean, she still has to do Veronica's Closet. I guess it's not a total disaster. She still has like the fat actress Kirstie Alley era ahead of her.
Right, I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Different time.
Yeah. It's still a long way to go down in the career of Kirstie Alley.
Who would you have cast instead of Kirstie Alley? Because I can give you the list of who they considered.
Oh, okay, sure.
Well, the IMDb for It Takes Two, like if it's true, is like, you know, contains more than I've ever seen in any other movie's IMDb. Mm-hmm. It's wild.
Yeah.
It gives you like 50 different, considerations for every single major role.
Okay.
Like it'll tell you who's supposed to be Gutenberg and all this stuff, but I'll give you the Kirstie Alley stuff, and we could try and cast a better Kirstie Alley. Even though I thought she's like, I didn't like Lindsay. Did you notice that? Did you think she was miserable?
No, I've never once thought that. But like, and I think I also thought like, ooh, Kirstie Alley, what a get. But like you're saying, she's on the way down.
Andy Tennant, the director, who's become like a bigger director since then. He directed Hitch. His first choice was Winona Ryder.
Oh.
But the Olsen Twins Entertainment Company, is that Reicher? Is that the Olsen Twins? They're whatever. Right? The entertainment company said she was too young and they wanted Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, wow.
However, the producers
on really Seinfeld, stuck on must-see TV, I guess.
Must-see TV. But the producers of Seinfeld would not let her out of her contract. Imagine if Elaine left Seinfeld. At least even just for like six episodes, do a movie was not straight to DVD. This movie was released in theaters.
Although I could see Jason Alexander in the Steve Guttenberg role.
Definitely. I cannot picture Elaine being in the like, oh, I like just love these orphans so much and just want to adopt them.
I'm going to try and read the other names now and we'll see. We'll see when you cut me off. Gina Davis, Kim Cattrall, Mary Louise Parker, Sandra Bullock, Michelle Pfeiffer, Laura Dern, Joan Cusack, Kelly Preston, Leah Thompson, Meg Ryan, Melanie Griffin, Sigourney Weaver, Susan Sarandon, Elizabeth Perkins, Goldie Hawn, Tatum O'Neill, Anthony McDowell, Brooke Shields, Nicole Kidman, Linda Hamilton, Ellen Hunt, right, Julia Roberts, Catherine O'Hara.
They auditioned every actress Madonna. In the 90s. Yes. Yeah,
in Hollywood. The bottom of the barrel. For
would Madonna have been good there?
Madonna?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Sharon Stone?
No, I think she's not good in a kid's movie, I don't think.
Yeah, I can't imagine Sharon Stone in a kid's movie. Mm-hmm. Brooke Shields would have been good.
Yeah. I mean, anybody that's going to go on to do future must-see TV.
Mm-hmm. I think Sandra Bullock would have been great. I don't know if you could, they could have got Sandra Bullock, but she would have been great. Meg Ryan would have been great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Renee Russo. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. So Kirstie Alley, she runs the orphanage. Meanwhile, Ashley, she is born with a silver spoon in her mouth. She learns piano recitals. She does concerts. And she is the child of Steve Guttenberg, who is a multi-millionaire. Akiva, do we learn what Steve Guttenberg's business is in the film?
Yes, he's asked by Kirstie Alley. I believe he like bought the rights to cell phones, like to all cell phone contracts in whatever area he lived.
Yeah, it sounds like I sensed they were going to be a big deal. So I bought the airspace.
Yeah, that was the airspace.
I knew. Yeah, I knew somebody like the guy who I worked for in a summer job when I was in college also had the cell phone contract to a major city in like the 80s. So he smart. That's how he made his money.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he's like, you'll notice I don't carry one. I hate the things like classic Steve Guttenberg.
classic Goot. Steve Guttenberg, has he worked much? Somehow he's kept busy.
I can't tell you a single thing about him. Yeah,
but he's worked.
Yeah, he was also like in everything in the 90s.
So works, I think baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's doing okay.
Yeah. Three Men and a Baby. You ever see that one, Akiva?
I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Not for a while. You think my kids would like that?
I don't know. I don't know. Is it that funny? I feel like the baby pees on Tom Selleck. That's basically
they'd probably like
it.
That.
Yeah. If you did the rebooted Three Men and a Baby, who are the modern three men with the baby? Guttenberg, okay. Tom Selleck, Ted Danson.
Okay, so, and what ages were they in that movie? Remind me.
I don't know. I feel like they're in their 40s-ish.
In their 40s.
30s, 40s.
Okay, so we need like early 40s actors.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Scott?
Adam Scott could be the Guttenberg, maybe.
Yeah.
I think Adam Scott's the Guttenberg.
Is Jason Bateman too old to be one of the three men?
I think you could get he's a little old, but yeah. I think you could still probably pull
could
it off.
Could you get Ryan Reynolds for one of the three men, or is he too big?
I think you get Ryan Reynolds. Yeah,
is he the?
Make him a producer
Ted
credit.
Danson? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boom, we solved it.
All right, so who do we got? Michael, Adam Scott, Ryan Reynolds,
and
can I ask a probing question about Ryan Reynolds? This is something that I had seen on TikTok. Only men think Ryan Reynolds is a desirable partner. That
really?
If you ask men, yes, this is something I saw on TikTok, that if you ask men, like, who's the guy, who's the new Brad Pitt, men say Ryan Reynolds, and women are like, no, we don't care about Ryan Reynolds.
Well, we did who's the new Brad Pitt like a year ago on this show.
But yeah, the men are like, oh yeah, yeah, every woman wants to date Ryan Reynolds.
And they don't. You're saying women are not interested in Ryan Reynolds.
Lindsay, is this too probing of a question to ask if this is true?
I mean, he's got a bit of like a punchable face thing going.
Oh, see?
Ooh.
See?
Yeah.
And now he's a fellow Canadian.
He's not like a hideous monster or anything. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, he's managed the. Yeah, he married Scarlett Johansson and Blake Lively. Like, he's doing fine.
Yeah,
very attractive women. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Actually, Akiva, I feel like that we're we maybe do we need like Idris Elba as one of the third men?
Michael B. Idris Jordan. Elba. I think Idris Elba's a little too old, honestly.
Michael B. Jordan.
There you go.
He's too young.
Michael B. Jordan's too young to be one of the men of the baby.
I think so. Yeah, Idris is like 50.
Okay.
And Michael B. Jordan, I think he might retire from movies after the terrible Space Jam 2.
You want to guess his age?
That was a hit.
his one scene where they thought they were getting Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the best part.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
How old do you think Michael B. Jordan is?
I just checked. So I checked.
Was he 34?
Yeah. Wow. Did you just check too?
No, I guessed.
Are we all just checking?
Yeah.
Oh, here. On a roll after last weekend, eh?
Yes. Yes. Okay. All right, so I don't want to spend too much time on 3 Men and a Baby. They also did 3 Men and a Little Lady. That was the sequel.
Oh, that was a sequel. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was the baby now a little lady?
The baby grew
the
up.
Baby and Olsen.
Baby got older. Yeah, but it wasn't twins, at least in the movie. They should have found another identical stranger and like, oh, no, now we have to raise two of them. Now it's three on two.
Yeah. I do like the idea that like in a lot of these movies, they are like separated at birth or...
were split up by their parents. It is very, it's a very funny yeah. conceit, because you could easily have twins together, just keeping up the hijinks, and they're different. Mm-hmm. But you really need to go like all out. And this is the craziest of all, that the unexplained, because in this movie, they could have easily been sort of adopted, and one was, you know, struggling through the adoption system and essentially was an orphan, and the other one happened to be adopted by a billionaire, but they were sisters. Like, there's almost no reason for them not to be sisters. And as the movie goes on, it almost like takes away a punch towards the end of the movie that they're not sisters, because mm-hmm. people are like, wow, that's crazy. They look alike, but there's not like a second.
Yeah, but Steve Guttenberg would have known if they were separated at birth.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, maybe he like, hey, I got no adoption information. I know that she has a twin, but well, like,
maybe it was know. Like it was the 80s and Steve Guttenberg was like smoking cigars in the waiting room. And then maybe the mom died during labor and then nobody told him that she had mm-hmm. twins.
Akiva, you're saying like they were both at the orphanage. One got adopted and one didn't. Is that what
yes,
you're
one got adopted.
That makes more sense.
Didn't.
That makes more
yeah.
sense.
You punch up, your punch up works. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And like, okay. I think it does make way more sense. Like I said before, this movie is just the Parent Trap. Like the plot is mm-hmm. exactly the same, except that you have to suspend all of your disbelief and assume they don't know each other. Like they're complete strangers. Whereas at least in the Parent Trap, like mm-hmm. they are twins that were separated.
The Prince and the Pauper, is that also the same thing?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I think it's based on this movie is has a little bit Prince of the Pauper and a little bit the original Parent Trap.
Was Prince another one of my girl's favorite ever movies. A movie?
I think it was. I think it was.
Mm.
I mean, if not, like, do you think we could get the IP?
Yeah, let's remake it. Let's remake it, except that. But this is like a period piece, and it's actually Prince the musician. Okay, and it's Prince the musician, and then then there's another person who mm-hmm. is like a street musician. And he's and Prince wants to get out of like all the trappings of his life, and he switches with this person.
Oh, that's not bad. Now Prince mm-hmm. is no longer with us.
No, I Demi understand. Could do Prince. I do.
You could do. How about this? Prince and the Piper, and it's Prince and Roddy Piper.
What is it? Okay, how about this? If we make it back in the 80s, and it's the Prince and the Lauper, and it's Cyndi Lauper,
okay,
and she's going to basically switch with him.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now she's alive, unlike most of the other people we've just mentioned.
Yes.
I think you got a hit on your hands here.
Yeah. But I mean, but people, they're not playing themselves, Akiva.
Yeah, that's true. Prince and the Roper, and it's Prince and Ebert Roper? Reviewing movies every week.
Is that for the people that are Roper people or McFurley people?
Could be Richard Roper. People. And it's just Roger Ebert and Prince in Heaven reviewing movies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A little bit of a sad story here that Amanda is an orphan mm-hmm. and Alyssa that she is the daughter of Steve Guttenberg and her wife mm-hmm. or his wife, but she is deceased mm-hmm. and Steve Guttenberg is going to be marrying a new woman who's kind of the villain of the movie. But I do have to tip my cap to the new wife, because she has one of the sickest burns in the history of cinema. There is
what
a scene
is
I'm going to play for you that Ashley Olsen is hiding in the other room. She doesn't want to be seen, that she's like looking through the telescope, and here mm-hmm. comes the fiance as she sneaks
Clarice.
Into this room. Here comes Clarice talking about how this room is not even terrible. Decorated that nice.
At this room. Now, one of the women's dead. She had absolutely no taste. Can't wait.
No wonder this woman is dead. She has no taste.
What did
she die from?
Poor choices.
And the girl hears her.
Right, the dead butt does not mention this.
It does not mention that it's no wonder she's dead. She had no taste.
Like, immediately disqualifying. Like, she's getting kicked out of the house if she mentions this, but instead said that mom has no taste and wants to be.
That was the rudest thing I ever heard in my life.
So brutal.
It's funny because Clarice in this movie is like one of the great movie villains of all time.
Yeah.
But the actress, not to knock Jane Sibbett, who I've never heard of, I think like you could even hear it in that scene. I feel like it's like a B movie when she's in the
B
scene.
Movie, like with Jerry Seinfeld.
Not like with Jerry Seinfeld.
Ex-wife on Friends,
I know she was in a bunch of Friends episodes. I just think that her character is so like
It brought she the is very down evil. And it takes two.
I thought so. I thought Goot was much better. The Olsen twins are on a higher level.
She is so evil that she is, you know, plotting against like this 9-year-old girl throughout the whole movie. Yeah. That at the very end of the movie, spoiler alert, jumping ahead, she's like, "That's it, I've had enough. I'm gonna knock your lights out." And she's about to punch one of the Olsen twins, and then the butler has to hold her hand, like, "Not so fast. You're not gonna strike a child in my presence."
And then he says, "I'm gonna punch you."
And then she walks off, and then she says, "What? There's another one? Well, I'll get to hit one of you. Here I go." And then she gets to stop her again.
Yeah, the biggest mistake movie villains do is like telegraphing their punches by telling the audience, like, "Hey, I'm going
to
punch
I'm
you."
About to punch this child.
Yes, ample time to
this
respond.
Little girl,
a 9-year-old, very precocious, but still nine. Like, yeah, I want to say the movie does not give us a real reason. We know that the Goot needs a new mom for his daughter. He's the side. Mm-hmm. But the movie does not give us any reason to like think at all that this woman gets past date one with the Goot. He's the nicest guy on earth. She's evil. There's like, what is it that he sees in her?
I don't know. Maybe he just hasn't. It's been hard to date. There's no match or Tinder or anything like that.
He's a billionaire. Like, he could pay a matchmaker. You know, it's I agree. He can't go on Bumble in 1995.
I think she's a phony baloney around him. I mean, she's like a very mean, but I think that she's good at faking.
Yeah, no.
Like, okay.
She's like a regular Meryl Streep.
She's a fancy socialite, and she keeps being like, "Oh, like, of course, I didn't say we were going to sell it. I said we might just want to change a couple things." Like, she doesn't behave like this in front of him until she goes to punch his child. Yeah. I'm so glad you flagged that death line, though, Rob. Like, when I heard that, I was just like, wait, like, how do these things relate to one another? Like, if she's made better choices, she would have stayed alive.
And most of the rest of the movie, she's not really like, she's evil, but it, like, in slightly more subtle ways, and maybe not in the end by the wedding. The wedding, she becomes a cartoon character. She runs full speed down the aisle because she realizes the Gutenberg is having second thoughts. Like, and if they get married, and I don't know, I'm no lawyer here, but I wonder, like, if you say I do, is that legally binding if you don't have a marriage contract? Like, doesn't the marriage contract
get?
Itself?
How far did they get?
He doesn't say I do.
He doesn't say I do.
She says I do. He doesn't. But, like, even if he says I do, is that it? Now, like, she owns, like, half his stuff, basically? Like, isn't it, like, you actually sign the marriage contract, not the wedding?
Probably have to sign the contract. Okay. Sign the license,
I'm not sure.
Did he not have a prenup anyway? I don't know.
Not sure if the It Takes Two writing team did a deep dive into marital law.
I did a deep dive into the It Takes Two writing team, and supposedly, it was a mess. It was a mess. Like, the woman credited with writing this movie, I do not believe there's a single line of hers in the script. Like, she wrote the first draft, but then other people, everyone in Hollywood, like, took a stab at it, basically, and then that's what ended up on screen, which may be why. In some scenes, like, you know, that's such a big choice. Like, hey, she's, you know, that's why she's dead. She had terrible taste. And you don't see most of that in the movie. It's more she's like, you know, more subtly evil. So maybe it's because different people are writing different scenes in this movie.
Maybe. So ultimately what happens is that there's like a field trip. Like, the orphans go to camp together, Lindsay. Do I have that right?
Yeah, so they go every year, they go for a week to camp, and it's camp week is when we're jumping into the storyline. And so they all go together to this camp that was funded by the Goot and his dead wife.
Yes.
And probably so, has terrible decor.
Right. And so Alyssa is also flying in. She is the rich Olsen twin in the film, and she's flying in. She had to, like, fly to a recital by herself, and she gets off she went on a plane by herself to some recital.
She was at the Windsor Academy, and she was, like, getting trained in fancy piano, and but then Lindsay, she did a recital.
Like, she flew by her lonesome and just got picked up at the airport by the butler.
Yes, 100%. They sent a private plane.
I mean, it's her family's private jet. Like, Callaway.
I guess so.
Yeah, it's her family's private jet.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're like, all this for her? Like, yeah, of course. Like, we waste money on her.
I thought that she was the CEO of Callaway. I thought this movie was going to go in a different direction. I asked my kids, like, is she the CEO? And they're like, no. Oh, God, this guy's a clown. Because I told them not to spoil anything, but I was asking them questions still.
Yeah, were they threatening to spoil you?
No, that is like a troll move my son would make, but he didn't do that. They take this movie very seriously.
What percent would they spoil you on?
Yeah.
Well, like at the end that they don't get married. Spoilers for people listening at home. And also, like, I thought that the Olsen twins.
Yeah. For 1 second. Yeah,
also, are the Olsen twins actually related?
Kirstie Alley and Steve Guttenberg were going to get together in the film?
Well, kind of. If you look at the sort of the background of the YouTube video, it makes it very clear that he's not going to marry. A little bit of a spoiler.
Have you ever watched a movie like this before? Like, of course.
Because he was holding the hands of like both, and like they're in a wedding dress. It's very clear that it's going to end.
Watching this with my children, I was like, I wonder if my kids know like where this is going. Like, I wonder if this is like all these plot twists are really like just like, wow, oh my god, I can't believe.
I mean, I knew where it was going, but I also thought maybe they'd be related at the end. I didn't realize they were not related at all.
Thought Kirstie Alley and Steve Guttenberg might be related.
No, I thought the Olsen twins were going to be revealed to be twins or cousins.
I was waiting on the gritty realism of the Olsen twins movies.
I mean, the second the movie ended, I turned to my wife and was like, is there an It Takes Two too?
Like, no, or It Takes Three.
Yeah, I was very disappointed. Three. There's not.
Yeah. All right. So then one is at the camp, one is at the mansion. The mansion is next door to the camp. And Amanda gets dared to go ring the doorbell. And at the same time, Alyssa is planning to run away from home.
Yeah, she's going to run away because she hates her new stepmother. And yeah, and then this is how they end up switching places for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so Alyssa has run away. Amanda rings the doorbell. The butler brings her in. There you are. And now she is now and ended up in the other person's life.
Mm-hmm. She's like super horrified because like she has no idea who these people are, but there's an actual portrait of her that is like 20 feet tall on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very troubling.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Akiva, Alyssa, it gets she's running away and she ends up then they grab her and throw her immediately into intramural sports.
Yes. Yeah. She's not a big football fan. I guess that's like part of the bit is like, you know, Amanda or Alyssa, whichever one was fancy, is the, you know, it like plays the piano, but has never like had a friend or played a sport in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the other one, the orphan, is like, you know, Amanda, the world's greatest athlete, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's another movie that they did called Switching Goals where they like the dad really likes the one who's good at sports and the mom likes the one who's not good at sports and they play soccer and then they switch places to try to bond with the other parent. So this often happens. It's always Ashley who's bad at sports. It's always Mary Kate who's good at them.
Okay. Yeah. And Akiva, Alyssa ends up, they hike her the football and
yeah.
She like is like, I don't know what to do with this. And she runs the other way, runs into her own end zone.
Yeah, wrong way. There was a famous football player, Jim Wrong Way Marshall. She's Wrong Way Olsen here.
Now, was that a safety if she ran out the back of the end zone?
Yes. I'm sure the kids scored it a safety.
Did they score it as a safety? Yeah.
Well, if you ever played like pickup football as a kid, safeties are very tricky because a lot of times you score by ones. It's like 5-4. Yeah. That means like we have 5 touchdowns, they have 4.
What do you do?
There's not really any room.
Point 2?
Yeah, there's not really any room for safeties in that scoring. So it was a big problem when we were kids if someone got safety.
Mm-hmm. What did you
do? There are no safeties. I think there was just no safeties was the rule.
Mm. Okay. So ultimately, both of them are just like running for their lives and then they crash into each other and then they realize like, hold
not
on.
Telegraphed at all.
Yeah.
For at least like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You're the same as me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they actually, it seems like they just accept this very quickly.
It like feels like it's happened to them before. Like within 30 seconds, they're like completely on board with being identical twins.
And yeah, they're like, you look like.
And do you even like know me. What you look like enough to be like, oh my God, that's me in the mirror? Like, yes. Who would be that confident?
That's a good point. I feel like that, just to go back to like the idea of impressions, I feel like that nobody's ever like, oh my God, that is a perfect impression of me. Everybody's like, that's not what I sound like.
Exactly.
So,
if we bring people on and they can get past Akiva's face blindness, then that person wins. Like if Akiva can't tell you apart from your impersonator, that person wins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think that I would like this if I ran into somebody who was my identical stranger.
Yeah. I think there are people on the internet who will get upset with me if I don't tell you these two are in fact fraternal twins and are not perfectly identical. But yeah, breaking news.
Okay. Yes.
Nonetheless, for our purposes, they are essentially identical.
That's very interesting. So they're not actually identical twins. They're just sisters who look exactly the same.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, no, so they're fraternal twins, so they look almost exactly the same, but like one of them's left-handed and one of them's right-handed, and like one of them has like some birthmark or something.
Akiva, did you know this?
I had no idea. Wow. I had no idea.
Yes, why I'm here.
This is
insane.
Incredible. So as they talk it over, they hatch this plan of like, hey, you know, it wasn't so bad being you. And so and Alyssa's like, I need a break.
Yeah, and like Mary Kate, whatever, Amanda, she's like, oh, I have tons of experience getting rid of potential parents because she's been dealing with people trying to adopt her for a long time. Mm-hmm. But she thinks she would be well suited to scaring off Clarice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Alyssa's going to go back to the camp. Meanwhile, Amanda's going to go back to the mansion. And Amanda's like on her worst behavior, Akiva.
Well, but on purpose, right? The plan is she's going to be like, she's going to be terrible on purpose. One of the funnier parts of the movie is when she's talking to the butler, who's like the hero, like the, you know, Vincenzo. Perfect character in the movie, mm-hmm. Vincenzo. And wait till you hear who else was considered to play Vincenzo. That list is long too.
Yes.
But, when she's talking to Vincenzo and she's like, yeah, I was so pissed. It's like this. That was very funny because it's so out of character. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, you wouldn't know. Like a 9-year-old orphan in Brooklyn wouldn't know. That's not how a, you know, like some regal,
billionaire
daughter speaks. Mm-hmm. The butler was John Candy was first considered.
Yeah,
but he passed away before the filmmakers could even ask him. Mm-hmm. Danny DeVito, Joe Pesci, Bob Hoskins,
Danny DeVito,
Patrick Stewart, Gerard Depardieu, Paul Rubens. Patrick I'm just reading the good ones here.
That's
it.
I was hung up on too.
Gene Wilder, Jack Nicholson. Yeah, I'm sure Jack Nicholson was taking this. Mm-hmm. Bob Newhart, Christopher Lloyd.
Oh my God. What a different film this would have been.
Janet Doherty was considered for the role of Clarice, but turned it down because she was too busy shooting Mallrats. Tori Spelling was also considered, but the producers of Beverly Hills 90210 wouldn't let her out of her contract. Similar to Elaine. Isn't that her dad? Mm-hmm. Dad, I want to star in a movie. Sorry, you can't.
Yeah, she was going to be the villain in the Olsen Twins movie?
It doesn't seem. There should be a Snopes for IMDb, honestly.
Yeah, this does not seem plausible.
Like those survivors that always say they got asked back, and they definitely did not.
I was thinking the same thing, Lindsay. I didn't want to.
We tweet at Tori Spelling, be like, hey, how come you turned down It Takes Two?
She has other things going on right now.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Tori Spelling. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Not the only person with a bad marriage, Steve Guttenberg. Okay, so I don't want to like get too much in the weeds of like the plot points of the things that they do to try to get rid of the evil stepmother. But Lindsay, any highlights from the second act of the film?
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's this whole sequence where they have an engagement party, and Amanda is like. They're like, oh, you just like won some fancy award for your piano playing skills. How about you play for us? And like, it has always stuck with me that she's like, yes, I will now perform from Chopin. And then she just like starts hammering on the piano.
She just bangs the keys. Yeah.
Yeah. So Chopin is one of my personal favorites.
Yeah. It's a good bit. Mm-hmm. Also, that Alyssa is like hanging out in a montage with Kirstie Alley and they're doing. It's like a throwback Ghost. To Ghost. Yeah.
Yeah. About the same thing. They have this like elaborate pottery sequence.
So I think that's 1991. I mean, they're making this movie in 1995. I mean, they can't help but think everybody's going to just immediately think of Ghost, which that was like a romantic scene that happened, of course, that we are Whoopi stans. We know all about Ghost.
Yeah. That's like the scene that makes you question, like, what exactly can you do with a ghost, right?
Mm-hmm. I like when Alyssa's eating at the, you know, in the camp, like a lunchroom, and she eats Sloppy Joe, but she doesn't know what it's called. She's like a messy, disgusting hamburger sandwich or whatever.
Gooey, messy burger.
I also like a couple like really classic 90s things that have fallen out of fashion that we've talked about that I love. The fainting when you hear like crazy news. We see that from one of the Olsen twins when she finds out that
Mary Kate.
Her parents are getting engaged. That's a big one. Actually, we see the food fight.
You know, because they switch, Lindsay.
I know, it's very confusing. That's why I'm avoiding names. It's hard to know who's who at what point.
I forgot they hadn't switched yet.
They hadn't switched, yeah.
because I don't think the new one would faint as much.
She's faking when she faints.
Yes, I love that gif. I use that a lot.
Yeah, we have the fainting. We have a food fight, which is very early '90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you yell food fight, that means everyone is now allowed to do the food fight. Rob, were you ever in a big food fight in your life?
No, and I would hate being in the food fight. I hated when Kirstie Alley was like, that's it, food fight. And she got a little butter thrown in her hair.
Yeah.
Nightmares. So you were against that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, imagine if Clarice was there.
I hate talking about food. Mm-hmm. Forget it.
Yeah, no, that seems terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, imagine how mad Clarice would be. She got one piece of gum in her hair and almost ruins her life. So a food fight, I don't think she'd be down for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And ultimately, Clarice is going to work to get Alyssa adopted. Is that basically what happens?
He wants to send Alyssa off to boarding school.
Boarding school. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. In Nepal.
She says maybe in Tibet. Yeah.
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 And they basically like get her like abducted, right?
Kind of. So like at this point they've switched and they're like, we're going back to the city for the wedding. Like we've decided. So Clarice leaves and comes back.
Oh, and by the way, the wedding is now was like the radio DJs are like, today it's, Steve Guttenberg's wedding. It's, like the royal family.
Yeah. They were like socialite Clarice, whatever is finally met her match. And I was like, do people do this? Like, was this everything?
And on one day's notice, like the church was just this giant church in the middle of Manhattan was just available on one day's notice to host this wedding that all of their friends are at with bridal gowns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it is a packed house. There's hundreds of people at this wedding that they decided to have the day before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Like Clarice has left and then she comes back. But while she's gone is when the girls try to get Diane and Goot together.
Oh yeah. I forgot. There's like a whole part where it's like, they're like, what would they go to like a stable?
Yeah, there's like a horseback riding sequence and they like basically try to kill Kirstie Alley.
I gotta be honest, I totally like there's no Olsen twins on the screen. I checked out.
We didn't even talk about the Buckuses.
Yeah, we haven't touched on that at all. I will say with this horseback riding piece though, I've seen this movie like 20 times. Like I paid money to own it as an adult.
Wow.
And there's a moment where they're asking Amanda, like, why are you so bad at horseback riding now? Like you had all those equestrian lessons. And she goes, are you asking me equestrian? And I died. I thought that was so funny. Like some very gentle comedy.
Mm-hmm. I think they were equestrianites also, like the Olsen twins, which is, you know, one of the reasons probably in there.
Mary Kate, especially, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how the West was fun. They've been working with horses for years.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And basically, they end up getting Amanda, who's posing as Alyssa, like taken away, and she gets like taken to like some like scrap metal facility.
Yeah. So this is Alyssa who's posing as Amanda. So
yes.
Yes. So at the beginning of the film, Amanda was potentially going to be adopted by this family called the Buttkisses, which is like a very like gentle comedy way of describing a family that like has a lot of kids that they use for free labor. Anyway, these guys want to adopt that whole thing. Yeah. They want to adopt Amanda. And so they come to the camp to adopt Amanda, but it's actually Alyssa. So they take the rich kid and put her in this scrap heap.
In the scrap metal farm.
Yes, exactly.
The junkyard.
And nobody believes that they're just an identical stranger, because who would believe that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kirstie Alley is beside herself, Akilah.
I mean, it's not a great look, but also it's like, I feel like the outcome of this is like, they can now have the kids, you know, unadopted from the Buttkisses, who like the Buttkisses don't really give off any indication that they're evil until the end of the movie. There's really no foreshadowing there.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a thrown together subplot.
Yeah. So yeah, they got to rescue the kids. They got to stop the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very frenzied here at the end where they have to make sure that like the kids are there. It's very important that the right daughter be there for the wedding. So Diane Kirstie Alley is working with the butler to like get a helicopter to go rescue Alyssa.
Couldn't mention to the dad, like, wouldn't he say like postpone the wedding, find my daughter's like actually been adopted by a family in Staten Island and is in a junkyard? You don't think that would have stopped the wedding? Like, you think it's easier just to run in and say like, don't say I do?
It's like a very flimsy pretense, because they do say like, don't tell him yet, we need to make sure he sees Diane one more time. And it was like, you could probably see her when rescuing.
Well, maybe as Kirstie Alley is trying to get with Steve Guttenberg, she may not want to like drop the bomb of, hey, I also lost your daughter. I got her adopted and she's working at a scrap metal facility on Staten Island.
But anyway, you want to grab a drink later?
You saved the worst for.
Yeah. So they ultimately are going to rescue Alyssa. Amanda is back at the wedding. Mm-hmm. Kirstie Alley and Alyssa are going to steal somebody's horse-drawn carriage from Central Park, Akiva.
Yeah, they steal a guy's horse-drawn carriage, but I like how, like, to show that they're not evil at the end, they, like, pay him a lot of money for it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's like Grand Theft Auto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could go to jail. That's why they do that. Mm-hmm. He's not gonna press charges once they, they pay him off with a lot of cash. I don't know how much a horse costs. That's a lot of dollar bills probably you need
Lindsay,
to pay off the guy's horse.
How much does a horse go for these days?
Oh yeah, my please, God, it Lindsay. Depends how fancy the horse is. It's probably not like a fancy racehorse, yeah, so I don't know.
No, this is like more of us pooping on the New York City street horse.
Yeah, we're just like a regular, like run-of-the-mill horse. What do you think, Akiva? Well, what's your guess? How much does a horse cost?
New York City street horse like this, probably like $3,000-$4,000 is my guess.
$3,000-$4,000. Wow, that's very that's expensive. And do you think it's more
horses
than that?
Aren't cheap.
Yeah.
Horses aren't cheap.
Horses are expensive.
How
much they eat and like they have to be at a stable and stuff.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Well, these horses are a big investment.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, don't get a horse.
Fancy horses are like $50,000. Like,
yeah. Boy.
That's like a racehorse, but still. Very expensive.
Forget it now.
Well, racehorse, the fancy racehorse are millions, like the ones that win in races and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So
then you get the breeding fees. I don't know if this horse is a big breeder.
Did also, you check, like, or no?
I didn't really Google the horse. I mean, hopefully no horses were harmed because she does throw like a dart basically at a horse during the movie also. When
Yeah.
I didn't see the no animals were harmed.
Yeah.
You don't see that. It usually means animals were harmed.
So ultimately they're going to crash the wedding. And Lindsay, how do they ultimately stop the wedding?
Well, so it's interesting because it's like just slightly before they barge in, the Goot decides like, no, in fact, I can't. I'm deciding to say no because I'm in love with someone else. And then she appears. Ooh. He's already in love with Kirstie Alley.
Boy, Akiva, I was really surprised because I feel like that. Have they even kissed?
Almost.
Almost.
So you're saying you can't be in love until you kiss somebody.
Very quick.
I mean,
is that what you're implying?
Call off my wedding,
if you were marrying like the worst person on earth? Like this Candace lady is horrible.
Just
and then just like another woman, like, and I like seem to like have like a couple of nice conversations.
A couple of nice conversations. Also, you saved her life.
I saved her life.
I mean, that's what she says, right?
Did he save her life?
He saved
the horse.
From the horse, yeah. That's what she says.
Yeah. But it's Kirstie Alley in 1995.
It's still like prime Kirstie Alley.
Not 1985.
Well, not 2015. Also,
yeah,
21.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, this woman is terrible. Like, you could do better. Just like throw throw your hat at a random stranger, and you'd probably do better than the woman he's going to marry. So.
I feel like if I'm Kirstie Alley, I'm like, you're in love with someone else? Like, who? Like, have a little chill. Oh, good God. Like, mm-hmm. You'd be horrified if someone said this about you after like 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm probably not calling my wedding off.
Yeah. God.
But
yeah.
This woman sucks so much, though.
Yeah. Look, maybe we could just postpone it.
That's what they should have done. I mean, I don't know why he agrees to push it to the next day.
Mm-hmm.
When is that makes no sense. I mean, literally, we didn't like get into it. The Olsen twin, who's really his daughter, meets the future stepmom for the first time ever. And then that day, it's like, by the way, there's an engagement party tonight. We're getting married in 1 month.
Yeah.
Like, she's never even met his father's girlfriend and they're already getting married. It something's off in this timeline.
A little bit off. Yeah. Okay. So ultimately, Clarice is going to storm off. And this part, you know, this is like after she threatens to hit both of them, she's like says to them, she says to, I think it's to Amanda, Mary Kate. She's like, I've never been so humiliated in all my life. And Mary Kate Olsen is like, want to bet? And she steps on the train of her dress mm-hmm. and then her train comes off, and then she's like in her underwear, in mm-hmm. her like wedding dress, and then she has to like run out of the church. And I have to say that both of my sons were asking me a lot of questions after that scene.
Yeah.
What was this movie rated, Lindsay?
This gave it a PG.
Yes, and bumped it up to PG.
Bumped it up. I mean, yeah.
Did you like, were you covering their eyes?
I didn't know what was going to happen. I'd never seen this movie before.
Should have given you the spoilers ahead of time. Like, there will be some light garter belt action. Right. Here. Like,
Dad, did they show her butt in the movie? Could you say, like, I don't know. He's like,
and then they go tell your wife, probably, like, Dad, just showed us a movie with a woman's butt.
She was in the room.
Oh. You get in trouble?
Scandalized?
I don't think I got in trouble, but sometimes, you know, I'm always just in trouble. I don't know if I've gotten in more trouble.
Fair.
It's hard
to
tell.
It's like a baseline level of trouble.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. You know, the frog who's in the boiling water doesn't notice if it gets any hotter.
Maybe mm-hmm. that's what happened with the goot here. He didn't realize that he was in a terrible marriage mm-hmm. or about mm-hmm. to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like what you're implying.
Big
here,
laugh in my house, honestly, in that scene. Huge laugh.
Big laugh.
Nicole is no yeah. whatever this
at,
was.
At the ripped dress scene.
Oh, that, at the
ladies were loving it. House? My wife and daughters were cracking up.
They loved it. That's it. Yeah, mm-hmm. that boy. I always have to say that my kids just had a reaction of like that they were screaming. The house came down.
You think they want to watch this movie again?
I think so. Well, there was some talk about we should go back to that part. I'm like, I think we're good here. We've seen it.
You're walking on them like freeze framing that.
Yeah,
that
like
scene
we don't need to go back and take a look at that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. One day his friends are gonna be like, when did you become a man? And he's like, well, there was a scene in
1995. Yeah. All right. So how does this all wrap up? Akiva finds out that they are not actually related.
Jeez, what a bummer.
Bummer.
He is shocked to learn that the wedding does not go through.
And what are they all just move in together after that?
Yeah, it kind of seems like it, right? They're like, they start making out on the steps of the church, and then it's like, wow. Now we should all move in together with our matching kids and our new horse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it takes two, indeed, to break up this marriage.
So you think they've never been on a date, but they're immediately moving in together?
I mean, they had dinner at the camp.
Yeah, I would think they would probably have gone a little bit further in their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Unless Gutenberg maybe he's been out of the game too long.
Imagine how confusing this will be like a few years from now if they like settle in as a, you know, this like joint family. And it's like, oh, Amanda, Alyssa, so you guys are twin sisters? Like, no, actually, we are not related at all.
Yeah, we are absolute perfect identical strangers.
Identical half, mm-hmm. stepsisters or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So like my mom ran an orphanage and she's not my mom, and then her dad's a billionaire, but there's no mom.
It's just like this lady.
Well, she's gonna adopt her.
Yeah.
She's gonna adopt her.
She's gonna adopt
adoptive
her.
Mother.
Yeah. At some point.
And who's gonna take care of all the kids at the orphanage now? Is she still keeping her day job at the orphanage?
Good question. I mean, she needs to, yeah. Like
you know, it's good for Amanda, but bad for the other like 49 orphans.
Good point. Like there should be more movies like that. Like the cute kid, like the kid who pitches to her. Now, like, who's watching him now? Could be an evil person coming next.
I think she's one of several caseworkers. Like, there are other people working at the camp.
It seems like she's the one that takes all 49 kids to the camp.
Superstar.
It's really her and then 50 people. She's like a very overworked social worker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when the butt kisses come and adopt Amanda, they're like, why didn't you come and tell me? And they're like, we couldn't find you. You were trying to hook up with Steve Gutenberg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Anything else on It Takes Two?
I unironically really like this movie.
Yeah, I think it's fun too.
We got that.
Yeah. It holds up. Mm-hmm. I think we are going to see at the other end of the spectrum the next movie.
Okay.
Go from transcends the medium to great very quickly.
Okay. All right. Why don't we take a quick break? And when we come back, let's talk about The Challenge from 2003.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions.
18+. All right. Let's get into talking about the challenge, which the premise here, there is a corrupt reality television show, which is like Survivor in some ways, Akiva, but is also unlike Survivor in that people are kind of living in a hotel and only playing Survivor sometimes, and then other times they just roam about the hotel, not being filmed by any sort of camera crew.
Yeah, why would you film them between challenges? Yeah, it's a little bit like MTV's The Challenge, which is already on the air right when this movie is made.
Yes.
A little bit of Survivor, just like a general, like, we're gonna sort of spoof reality TV kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like that this might be sort of like the White Lotus idea of like, hey, if we we can get a free trip to Mexico if we make mm-hmm. a movie.
Yeah, that's what they wanted to do. Like the Olsen twins' mom, like the momager, assuming that was a thing. Then like, yeah, we could spend a month in Mexico filming this for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Bring friends. We'll cast them as your.
Bring whoever you want. We'll find spots for them in the movie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. The Challenge. Lindsay, what's your backstory with The Challenge? Was this a Blockbuster rental?
No, so I had never, ever seen this movie. At the time that this came out, I am 13 at this point, and I'm kind of over it at this point. Okay.
So I'm sort of half kidding around about the, like, taking over the resort, but I'm looking at the DVD box cover, and it is called The Challenge, and then underneath the title, filmed in Mexico. So I don't know if the Mexican government here was it's giving them some incentives to film this movie.
That's my guess, right? That they, like, if it's written there, that's like, yeah, part of the movie is like, we'll give you tax cuts on every single thing, but it has to be in the subtitle of the movie where you filmed it.
Yeah.
It doesn't even say where in Mexico.
Yeah. The Olsen twins, it does seem like, Lindsay, there's like a little bit of a thing about like that they are in a different city. Mm-hmm. Or a different like place around the world, different global destination. When in Rome, when in London, passport mm-hmm. to Paris. There's another one where they're in front of, they're in Sydney. I see mm-hmm. New York Minute. You know, I don't know how the West was fun counts.
Probably in Texas.
is that a big part of the Olsen twins allure of that you get to see them in a, it's like the real world?
Yes, 100% yes. So starting with Passport to Paris, but then like, so our lips are sealed. They're in witness protection in Sydney. Holiday in the Sun, I think they're in like the Bahamas or something. Mm-hmm. And it's just like they're bouncing around to all of these different like world capitals, meeting douchey white boys who all appear at the end of this movie.
Yeah, this movie is really like the end. This is like our swan song. This is it. And literally at the end of the movie, we're going to like make it very clear. Like this is the end of the mm-hmm. movie. And by the way, they were all the Olsen movies were in the same sort of cinematic canon, even though they always played different characters who were sometimes related, sometimes not, with different names.
Well, Akiva, you accused Jeff Probst of breaking the fifth wall on Survivor this week, but the mm-hmm. end of this movie, spoiler alert, comes when every romantic interest that the Olsen twins have had in different movies all show up at the same times. And they're referring to them as Mary-Kate and Ashley, not as their character names, Shane and Lizzie.
This was truly baffling.
What a choice. Like, they gave up at the end of this movie.
So bad. Like,
hey, we got 10 minutes to kill. All right, get in all the other guys from the other direct-to-DVD movies. And they'll talk about, like, well, I was dating Ashley in this movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I watched this first, so it's a good thing there was no love interest in It Takes Two. I would have been spoiled right off the bat.
right. Steve Guttenberg should have popped up and, hey, like, don't forget about me.
Yeah, I'm your dad.
Not my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The guy in Winning London goes on to be like a very big deal in House.
Oh.
Yeah, he's Chase in House.
Okay. All right. Yeah. The premise of The Challenge, it is a TV show that takes eight people and divides them into teams of four, and they compete in different games, and it does seem as though the thing that really drives ratings are people getting like messy and dirty, like getting beans dumped on their head, and when sisters argue. This is, in this world, nothing brings in the ratings like two sisters arguing about trivial things.
I mean, hasn't Big Brother gone down this route with multiple times with like sort of long lost siblings or siblings?
So Big Brother did this in season four, which is actually going to be the following year. This is in 2003. I'm sorry. It actually is the very same year that is Project DNA is Big Brother 4, where that Cowboy and Nokomis were long lost brother and sister, Akiva, just like you always dreamed that you would see in media, that brother and sister would be reunited one day after they were separated at a young age and they didn't know that they had each other as a sibling. And then they I think they found out in the house. I don't remember exactly what the reveal was for Nokomis and Cowboy, and I don't know if they would have stepped in if they had like romantic interest in each other at some point.
Oh no.
I don't know. That was unclear. I think that was part of the reason why people were watching the show that season. It's like, well, let's
see. Then there was the Nolan twins who were
but the Nolan twins that they knew that they were
they
did this not once but twice in Big Brother where they switched there was a set of twins and they switched them in and out of the house a la how they did Michelle Tanner on Full House and to see if anybody would notice. And famously Davon knew that one of the Olsen or one of the Nolan twins was not the same.
Yeah, but maybe the idea is like reality casting people love like doing things with twins like that.
Yeah, I guess so.
This one was like infinitely more boring than that, though. It's like they don't get along. Like they up until a couple years ago, they lived together, but now they're kind of different.
They don't get along. She lives in D.C. and she does yoga.
Like, wow, this will drive ratings. And I literally wrote my notes like, who would watch this?
Right. And the other one lives in LA and also does yoga, but a different kind of yoga. Like there's they're not that different. And the big reveal is like over in 2 seconds. Like, all right, you're here. That's weird.
It's
not like played for like a producer would get fired for doing such a bad job there. Like it should be like a real hammer. Like, oh my God, end of the episode. Like,
yeah,
you know,
because
that's crazy that she's here.
Reality TV fans will tell you this week, a hammer is going to really be all you need on a reality show.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Drop the hammer is exactly what we need on reality TV.
Yes,
yeah, the reveal stinks. And then after it's like, I mean, it's just a little boring, right? Like the whole, like, I'm not invested in real challenges on real reality shows. Yeah. These are challenges on a fake show. Like I was so tuning out of all the challenges, and there are a lot of challenges. This movie's called The Challenge.
Yeah,
and they're all about the challenges. So boring. Yeah,
they're all so boring. And so that there is like an intern that is working on the show, and there's like a Jeff Probst type guy, and the Jeff Probst type guy is like, we need the sisters arguing more. That's what we need. And the intern, he's sort of like, I don't think this is such a good idea. It's like, shut up, intern. You don't know anything about Hollywood. And so there's like a little bit of a flirtation between, I don't know which one was which in this movie, I gotta say.
Mary Kate was the yoga one, Shane.
Okay, so and she was
Ashley
the one
is like driven one.
Yes. So who was hooking up with the intern?
Oh, who even knows? Ashley, I think.
Yeah. But so, but get this audience, okay? One of the big rules in this show, because this is a show that this show is all about taking advantage of people and ratings and the number one rule of the show.
Mm-hmm.
No romantic entanglements.
No hooking up.
No
romantic entanglements. And it's not even like a show that's like I I'm blanking on the name, the stupid show that I watch on Netflix where the air freshener doesn't let anybody have
too hot to handle.
Too hot to handle. Like, right. It's not like in a fun, like too hot to handle way of like, we brought all of these promiscuous young people to this island. But the twist is no romantic entanglements. It's just like no romantic entanglements. If you hold hands or kiss, you are just kicked off the show. They don't even have to be filming during that. It could happen in the many hours they are not filming you. They give you a plane ticket, you're gone.
Well, that's part of it. They're like, okay, so we have to make sure we catch them. So there's a lot of them being chased by the people with cameras. Mm-hmm. And then when they actually do get disqualified, it's just from one stupid challenge, which is like, it's not anything.
Does this show like air on some sort of like a religious network? Is that why that there's...
Good question.
Leave room for the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, leave room for the Holy Spirit. Like, this is a show about arguing with your sister and baked beans, and that's it.
And nothing else.
Nothing else. No romantic entanglements.
One thing I really struggled with in this is that, like, this is framed as an extremely high stakes, very difficult thing. And, like, how could they possibly stay apart in this time of no romantic entanglements? This takes place over 1 week, 7 days.
Yes. There are times when, like, hey, we have to make this show be really intense. And sometimes even though they live in the hotel, sometimes they have to sleep on the beach once in a while. And then also sometimes they have to catch their own food. This is a big plot point in the film. There's one point where, Mary-Kate and Ashley's team loses the challenge and they can only eat what they catch with their bare hands. And they go out and try to fish in the water. They're just like stabbing sticks into the ocean. It's not working. And then one of them ends up talking to the intern guy who's holding a burger. And he asks whatever Olsen twin to Ashley hold his burger. And the light bulb goes off. And she said, wait, hold on. Look what I just did with that burger. He's like, what? She's like, here, throw it to me. And he's like, you just caught it with your bare hands. That's it. That's the wrinkle. The eureka. We figured out. And they're not on camera. Like nobody was being filmed. And they just get like a sack of burgers. Like, here, catch these with your bare hands. Now we've broken the spell. Now we can eat them.
Yeah, and she like comes back and gives them to her team. She's got like 10 burgers at this point. I was like, what? Like, there are now zero stakes here, as if everyone's going to be like, oh my God, that thing we didn't see is genius. Oh my God. This
Rob,
is
you're
so
kind of lucky because there's so many like reality spoofs here and they don't mention in shows. I mean, there's definitely some Survivor elements.
Yeah.
Like, you're lucky, I think, that, or unlucky maybe, that they probably missed you being on Survivor by a couple months when they filmed this. Like, you were probably
what
doing.
Do you think? What do you think they would have parodied about me?
Not about you, but maybe there would have been a little more strategy. You know, there's more strategy in your season of Survivor. Like, maybe they would have made it more like strategic voting off instead
of
just
like.
Did you
not see the burger catching, Akiva?
It's true.
Did you feel like that this was heavily influenced by the previous
maybe the peanut butter thing? Maybe the peanut butter thing comes up from your season. You
think
know
that maybe Mary Kate or Ashley Olsen might have stripped to get.
I don't think we could say that. I don't think we could say that. But,
I suspect not. But maybe one of the other characters.
Maybe one of them. Yeah.
The challenges though are ripped directly from the previous seasons. Like, they've got the wheel and they like make it so that the vegetarian has to eat a worm, which is like exactly Kimmy. They have like people running around carrying goats, which is like exactly Survivor Africa.
Yeah.
I think there's something here.
I did like that on the gross food challenge that there was like grandma's fruitcake.
Yeah.
Was
that what makes someone vomit?
Yeah. Oh, God.
It was so boring. Like, even that part was boring.
Yeah.
These challenges are terrible.
It's just like, It was Survivor, but then they go into Cabo St. Lucas and they're just like partying in the town. And they just like are going around the hotel. I feel like they went to the spa at one point.
Yeah, I'd never seen a Mary-Kate and Ashley movie that I like had a strong negative reaction to, because I think I stopped early enough and was young enough to be like just fond of it. And I was watching this, I was like, this might be the worst movie I've ever seen.
I think they went out stupid. At the right time. I mean, maybe they should have gone out before this, but I think they at least realized now. Like, hey, all right,
Akiva, they weren't adults. Leaving before the free trip to Mexico.
That's true.
This that filmed is true. In Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anything else, Akiva, about The Challenge?
Clearly the most inferior of the movie. I'm happy it's the worst one because I can't imagine there was worse ones than this. I mean, it's just loveless. Like, I get it's from a time and place, probably not meant to be rewatched in 2021 at all. But it was not good. Wait, even
did,
at
do you
the
feel
time.
Like it didn't hold up?
Didn't hold up, but I get what they were trying to do. It was like reality shows are interesting. That's what we're going to talk about in this Olsen Twins movie. But like, there was just the dynamic between them was as boring as I've ever seen. They're like, well, they were so good when they're nine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when Michelle Wie, do you know who she is? She was like a very good golfer.
Yeah.
And she was 13. Mm-hmm. And it was like, wow, she's amazing. And she's 13.
Yeah.
And it's like, if she was the greatest women's golfer of all time and she ended up not being, but like, it still wouldn't be as interesting as the fact that she was really good when she was 13. Same thing with the Olsen twins. Like the fact that they were so like charismatic when they were nine was cool, but there's nothing they could do now that would be mildly, you know, like as 5% as interesting as what they did that.
There's
so it's like now they're almost adults.
Nothing they could do that would be almost, interesting.
I mean, like they could never be as big as stars. My question to you
is, what if they went to space?
Oh, so like Fast and Furious?
Yeah. What if
they should
like,
have gone? Yeah. Well, I think they should have ended in space. They should have gone.
What if Richard Branson was like, okay, I gotta outdo Bezos. He sent Shatner to space. I'm sending Ashley Olsen and Mary Kate Olsen to space.
That would be my interest. That I would care about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That'd be iconic.
Mm-hmm. Think about it.
Yeah, I'll think about it. But yeah, I think my question is, do you think it could ever be another Olsen twins? Could there be like just two twins that were? Because there were a bunch of like somewhat popular twins in the 90s, but I feel like these have gone by the wayside. There's not a lot of like, and even the 2000s. Or brothers,
yeah,
or whatever.
It would be hard for somebody else to have the career that they've had from basically they were in the public eye from birth.
Yes.
And so, like, really, like, they've sort of like done it backwards where now it's like they're on in their like adulthood and now middle ages. They are completely out of the public eye where they went through like being in the public eye from like 0 to 25.
Did you just call them middle age?
I mean, that Lindsay, they're 35 years old.
You're killing me, Rob.
Yeah. That's middle age.
I heard if you're older than Kirsten McGinnis, I think that you're middle age.
Oh, my mm-hmm. God. She and I are going to have a talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I they got out at the right time. This movie should never have been made, but at least they realized that at the end of this movie by not taking it seriously and talking about other movies during the movie.
So yeah. There are seven Michelle Tanner catchphrases. How many of them can you name?
Ooh. Well, Lindsay, you're the big old twist expert. Do you want to go?
I know almost nothing about Full House, honestly.
Mm. Oh, no.
Yeah.
So how rude.
Yeah. Stephanie.
Sorry, that's Stephanie Tanner.
That's Stephanie. You Got It, Dude.
You Got It, Dude is one of them.
Mm, nice.
The most iconic of them.
Yeah. I haven't watched Full House in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
This is from a Bustle article. There are seven. So I would say that the most iconic of them are after You Got It, Dude. I'd say number two is You're in Big Trouble, Mister.
Okay, I know that one. You're in Big Trouble, yeah. Mister.
They are famous for Duh.
Yeah, they invented Duh.
I don't know if they invented Duh.
They popularized it.
They also, according to this, Aw, nuts.
Okay.
That sounds right.
Yeah. They also used No Way Jose. Could have used that on mm-hmm. the set of The Challenge.
Yes.
Yeah. They also did Oh, Please. I do not recall that one. And
that was like with a voice, maybe, with like a hand motion gesture.
And finally, Let's Roll, Daddy-O.
I don't remember that. You might have made that one up. Maybe they said that twice.
Their iconic catchphrase.
Yeah, let's roll, Daddy-O. Maybe should we adopt that?
I think you should.
Yes, we could bring that into the mix for sure.
Yeah. Every time you start the podcast, let's roll, Daddy-O.
Yeah. Here's another article. 14 Full House catchphrases that you still use today. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, I already said Stephanie's. There's Have Mercy is a famous one.
Have Mercy. Yeah.
What else is there?
Is it made out of wood? I don't really recall that one.
That's something.
Yeah. Well, pin a rose on your nose.
Who's that? Like Kimmy Gibbler?
Stephanie Tanner. Call me Squirt. And that's one of Michelle Tanner's. How about a DJ Tanner catchphrase? Oh, my Lanta.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure.
Aw Nuts, the aforementioned. Oh, please. Duh. Yeah. No way, Jose. How about Uncle Jesse? Not the hair. Watch the hair, huh?
Yeah.
That's a good impression.
Yeah. And then we have a Joey catchphrase. Cut it out. You're in big trouble, mister. Aforementioned, how rude. Aforementioned, have mercy. And aforementioned, you got it, dude.
Now, we did say last year that perhaps for bracket season in March, we are going to do a TV character catchphrase bracket. So maybe one of those will be in there.
Maybe. Lindsay, anything else postscript you could tell us about the Ashley and Mary-Kate of it all?
I think we covered most of it. I don't know if either of you are interested in this 7-question BuzzFeed quiz. Are you a Mary-Kate or
yes,
Ashley?
But- yes, but that so Mary-Kate married a rich Frenchman. They got divorced. I read something about how his ex-wife moved in with them, and that was really it.
Wow.
Yeah, that'll probably ruin some marriages.
That'll ruin it.
I did read that they got divorced, I think, earlier this year.
Yes.
Became finalized.
Yes. Yeah. Mary Kay was married to a man who is in his 50s. Not pushing 50. In his 50s.
She's middle-aged. That seems appropriate.
Yes. Okay. And then has Ashley Olsen ever been married?
I think so. I think she's also married to someone older.
I think she's
than
dating
her.
some fella.
Okay.
I don't know if they're married.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us about this quiz we're going to take.
All right, so I kept it short and sweet. We can do it for each of you separately if you
short
like.
Short and sweet would have been a good movie for the Olsen twins to make at some point. Mm-hmm.
Oh, true. Yep.
I'm Lindsay name. Short. I'm Lindsay Sweet. We look alike. Hi, we look alike, but we actually are not related.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it's like perfect. One of them, like one of their like parents, like owns the coffee shop, and then like the other parent like goes to the coffee shop.
Yeah, that's perfect. Not bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
So, strangers.
So this is 7 questions. It's a yes or no, basically.
Okay. Akiva and I are answering separately, or are we working together?
You can answer separately. I have the 2 open. Rob, you're on the left of my screen. Akiva, you're on the right. So we'll see who you are.
Perfect.
So, Rob, what is your favorite animal, horse or dog?
This is going to tell us which Olsen twin we are.
Yes, it's a very reliable test. And as someone doing a PhD, I can tell you that.
So if Akiva and I both get the same Olsen twin, does that mean that we are identical strangers?
Yes. Yep. If you get different ones, it means you're twins.
Or would that make us the perfect match if one of us is Ashley and one of us is Mary-Kate?
Yes, maybe that. They had a long
every podcasting duo needs a Mary-Kate and an Ashley.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
Akiva, if Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen had a podcast, who do you think would drive and who do you think would be shotgun?
Now, I don't really know who's who.
And who's the beta of the Olsen twins?
Oh, I'm the beta?
I mean, that's what Brian Cohen said.
It's true. I really don't know the difference. So we'll see after the quiz, really, who's in charge.
Lindsay, you're the expert. Is it Mary-Kate because she's more sporty?
Yeah, I think Mary-Kate probably drives it. Ashley often plays the more like demure, shyer one of the two. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Do you think that maybe the comeback vehicle for the Olsen twins will be a full series rewatch of Full House with the Olsen twins?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that would get record numbers.
What would it be called? Now You Got It, Dudes.
Yes, exactly that. Probably.
What do you think, Akiva?
Let's I'm shocked Daddy-O. There's not a Full House rewatch podcast, honestly.
Probably is.
Okay.
Yeah. Like done by Dave Coulier. I mean, if Dave Coulier and John Stamos started a Full House rewatch podcast, Rob, would you listen to it?
I mean, I would not listen to it episode by episode. I might check it out.
I like this one. I'm gonna. What if it was Kimmy Gibbler and Cameron Ken's Cameron?
Yeah, because they could then keep going into the Fuller House.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
they could. I mean, there they go. Okay,
Fuller House still happening?
No, I think it's over. I think it's over.
The Olsen twins did not show up.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah,
they're saving it for the rewatch money.
Yes, so.
Spotify, if you're out there, think about it. Okay.
All right, Rob. Horses or dogs?
Dog.
Okay, Eva. Horses or dogs?
My favorite, of course, implying that you cannot have a favorite other than horses or dogs. I will say dog.
Do you have a favorite animal besides a horse or a dog?
Eva.
Yeah.
You did. What is it?
Turtle.
Oh, I think you could say a turkey. A turtle is your favorite animal. Mm-hmm. Yes. Do you own a turtle?
No, I don't own anything.
I mean,
Grace has a turtle.
No animals.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
When you were talking about a dog, I couldn't envision you with a dog. Are you a dog person?
My kids want a dog, but they think they want it, but they won't take care of it. So mm-hmm.
Do you think I'm a dog person?
You've had a dog before.
I've had a dog.
More than me, but you're not a dog person, but you are a person who could own a dog.
Yeah.
One day we'll probably have a dog, but my kids have to be able to take care of it.
Yeah. I'm not a dog person. That I don't like taking care of the dog, but I'm very good at training a dog.
Oh, okay, that's useful skill.
Yes,
because you're the alpha.
Yeah, because I'm the alpha, and I have like the calm, assertive energy, and the dog respects that.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right, which instrument would you rather play, the piano or the violin, Rob?
Oh, the piano.
Okay. Akiva.
No, I'll say neither of them. But if I have to choose, I'd say. The piano, because I'm never carrying a piano. Violin, you got to schlep around. It's very heavy.
That's true.
So that's why I said
piano.
What
about a keyboard?
Mm. Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that the same thing as a piano?
The keyboard is not the same thing as a piano.
Much smaller.
I mean, I feel like the skills are pretty transferable, though.
Yes. Yeah. It is. Yes, it is not the same instrument. A keyboard is usually portable. There's batteries. You plug it in.
I mean, some of the most boring moments of my life were going to my sister's piano recitals when I was a kid. I will say I sort of get why billionaire Steve Guttenberg did not bother going to his daughter's recitals. They suck. Okay. They're so bad.
Mm-hmm. You won first
mine
place.
Was like pre, you know, cell phone era.
Yeah.
Where you could at least entertain yourself, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Literary
so
question.
So I said piano.
Yes.
Yeah. Pick a book of Mice and Men or Oliver Twist.
I do Oliver Twist.
Okay. Akiva.
I go of Mice and Men. Chester's right. My Lenny.
Oliver, I believe that was the last name of one of the Olsen twins' husbands, right?
Yes. First name, Oliver Sarkozy.
Yeah.
There you go.
His brother was President Nicholas Sarkozy.
Okay, so I guess I'm trending Mary Kate.
Mm-hmm.
This question is stupid. Which part of your outfit is the most important, the top or your accessories?
Oh, I think I said the top or the bottom.
Yeah, that's what I expected, too.
That would have been an interesting question.
The top? Or the accessories. For me, it's the top.
Yeah.
I'm not an Rob, you don't wear a watch, do you?
I wear like a, I do wear a watch. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a watch, not like jewelry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm a top guy.
Yeah. You're always wearing a hat.
I mean, I don't have any accessories. I don't wear a watch, a bracelet, a ring, nothing.
Yeah. You often have a ball cap on, though.
Is that an accessory?
I think it's an accessory. Yes.
Then I change it. Accessory. It's more important. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like I'm leading the witness a bit here, but anyway, mm-hmm. What's your favorite sport, Rob? Basketball or soccer?
Ooh. Well, at least I've done a podcast about basketball. I have only watched one season of Ted Lasso. So, I'll say, I will say that I will go with basketball. Akiva, is it too political to say that I got douche chills seeing Mitt Romney dressed as Ted Lasso this week?
No, that's not political.
Yeah.
Because I don't think either party is like, that's so cool.
Who's telling, no senator or politician should ever put on a Halloween costume. Stop it. I agree. Did he go to the Senate dressed as Ted Lasso?
Probably not.
What the hell is going on?
Costume. Without question, this year, the most popular costume,
Ted Lasso and Squid Game are 50% of all costumes. So you're not even original.
Yeah, I was at a Halloween shindig earlier today, and there were some Squid Game costumes, but the color of the pink jumpsuit was off, and I found it very...
And were there lassos? Were there Ted Lassos?
No, there was no Ted Lasso. There wasn't Ollie G. I thought of you, Akiva.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty good Ollie G costume.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm surprised maybe a Ted Lasso hasn't, you know, maybe it's bigger on the coast. I don't know. You're, I guess, on a coast.
You on a coast? Not really.
No, you're not on a coast. I don't know. Geography. what's the next question, Lindsay?
You need to answer whether you prefer basketball or soccer.
I'd say I love both very much, but I'll say basketball.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Rob, pick an ice cream flavor. I know you don't like to talk about food, but cookie dough or mocha? These are absurd.
Ooh, cookie dough or mocha.
Mocha Joe.
Boy, I do. I do like the blending of the coffee and the chocolate, but I'll say for an ice cream, I feel like that mocha is a little boring. I'll go with the cookie dough.
Okay. Yeah, I'm anti-mocha. I'm going with cookie dough.
All right. And then last question, Rob, what is, I'm sorry about this one. What's your favorite Italian food, pizza or spaghetti?
Spaghetti, I feel like, is very heavy. If it's just like, I would never eat just a bowl of spaghetti. You know, I think you have to have things with it. So I will say pizza.
All right. And Akiva?
Pizza. I won't even say how much pizza I had before this podcast, but it was a lot of pizza.
You should say. You shouldn't tease us.
Well, I got a pie on the way home.
You had a pie solo.
No, I didn't do that. I wouldn't admit to doing that. I bought a pie on the way home, but then a lot of my kids like sort of fell asleep in the car, so they went straight to bed when we got home.
Yeah.
So it was just me and my wife.
Okay. And what
we finished pie, but it was mostly me. There was very little of her.
What did you have?
Eat all the crust.
How many slices? Eight?
No, I didn't have eight.
No, but there's eight slices in the pizza.
Yeah, there's eight slices in the pizza.
You had five and your wife had three?
Well, she didn't have three.
You had six?
I had five and a half.
Five and a half.
I think there's one left over. She had one and a half.
Okay. Yeah. Was it a large pie or like a medium?
Like a regular pie.
Yeah.
It was one size fits all.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm so uncomfortable, Akiva.
Why? You don't like how much pizza I had?
You sound uncomfortable with this line of questioning.
Oh, I hadn't eaten all day. You know, I was very hungry. I don't think I've ever been that hungry.
Yeah. Okay.
Even all after like a fast day. And I didn't fast. I just hadn't really had meals. Mm-hmm. So who's Mary-Kate? Who's Ashley? Or do we have one more question?
Yeah. No, we have the results. So Yes. Do you think that you are the same twin or do you think you are different?
I think we
twins?
Had all the same answers except for that I'm a top and Akiva is an accessory.
An accessory. That's right.
Yes. Okay. So in fact, you did get different results. So do we want to guess who is the Mary-Kate?
I think I'm the Mary-Kate and Akiva is the Ashley.
That is correct. So Rob, you're an early riser. You may be younger, but you work hard and you know how to use your brain to get what you want.
Yeah, maybe younger.
And Akiva, you're Ashley, a little more relaxed. You seem to be organized and full of ambition, which is exactly how I just
nailed it. Yeah. Nailed it. Okay. All right. Well, this was very fun. I feel like that we know a ton about the Olsen twins. That who knows, maybe they might want to come on and talk to us about. I mean, that Ashley is going to be promoting that, you know, Full House podcast.
Yeah, what a comeback that would be if they suddenly appear under an app. Oh my god.
Yeah.
What a get also.
I mean, would that be the biggest guest that we've had?
The Olsen twins, yes.
Well, what if it was just Ashley?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I think that would be, yes, that would be bigger than our current biggest guest, which is like Jessica McKenna.
Do you think they've had a falling out?
It's a good question. I don't think they have, but I think they are a little separate. Like, I don't think they're like one of those twins that are like sharing a bank account or something like that.
They did live together for a long time. And I'm sure now that they have partners and stuff, they're probably living a little more separate lives.
That would be interesting if they had a falling out.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, Ashley Olsen did appear on the Just Headlines podcast.
Wow.
Wow.
Kimberly DePersia.
Check that out.
Maybe it's DePersier.
Could be.
I don't know. It seems like this is some interesting show topics. I would check it out. If we ever did another, what do we call that? The
That's my pod
cheaper
again
by the
something.
Pod dozen. What was that one?
Yeah, you listen to podcasts.
We listen to podcast power hour. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. All right. Lindsay, are you staying for the mailbag or you have a life?
Oh, I'm of course staying for the mailbag. Okay.
Akiva, and you're staying for the mailbag, right?
Yes, I would. It would be weird if I wasn't. I don't think that, I didn't even know that was an option, but yes, I'm going to stay.
Yeah.
Get the Akiva impersonator on.
Okay. All right. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, mailbag number 153, right after this.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. Mailbag time. And we have a lot of ideas to new business, old business. So much to talk about. Akiva, I am chuffed to bits because our News AF intern, Amanda, who is probably way too qualified to be, I said News AF, a RENAP intern. We never had a RENAP intern before, so that's why it doesn't.
News AF had an intern.
Yes. And she's graduated. So Amanda is putting together like minutes of the last episode.
It was wild. An amazing email, honestly.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have a lot of stuff that like we're not going to forget from last week's episode. She even has minutes of last week's episode.
Yeah, she said it to me because you were saying like, how come I haven't been introduced? So I'm like, listen, you gotta CC Rob. And I knew you'd be impressed.
Yes. No, I love you. Look, this is excellent work. Lindsay, give us a minute between 1 hour and 20 seconds and 2 hours and 18 minutes.
117.
What was happening at that point? That was right when Akiva said that Minnesota has the best state fair. Maybe that's where we should do a meetup because that's what Chester says is the best state fair in last week's episode.
But now Chester says he said Texas was better, which I don't remember, but that's what he claims.
Yeah. Okay.
This level of detail.
Yes. So we have extensive show notes. So Akiva, now, like, what other show with random ideas can compete with us? Just headlines?
I don't think any can compete with us, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Maybe do you think that being on the mailbag will become more prestigious because we have such accurate show notes of the mailbag?
Or maybe less prestigious because, like, I don't want every second of everything I've ever said.
I thought nobody listens to the mailbag.
Yeah, it's true.
People were not like, off the record anymore. I can get on there and say whatever I want.
let's read. All right. 2/11/13. Rob and Akiva meet the Olsen twins or something. Survivor parody movie, The Challenge. Double Toil and Trouble. How the West Was Fun. Rob and Akiva, It Takes Two.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're just talking about everything we're doing. It's like our lives are, you know, on tape 24/7.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
do you use follow up? All right.
Yeah. If people really want the minutes of the last episode, they could just go listen to the last episode. We don't need a full rundown of everything that we said.
Fine.
I guess, do you want to talk about any of our old business?
Yeah. I got a lot of old business.
Okay. Anything you want to highlight?
Yeah. So Will for America, who is still our, the keeper of the Will's
waiting room. Yeah.
And the Will spreadsheet. He said,
it's at robswebsite.com/wheel list. If you want to view it,
you are a shark week.
Yeah.
It was technically now out of, we kicked it off for 6 months, but now it's supposed to come back.
We already did. You are a shark week.
We did.
I mean, we did the book. You are. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh no, we did the book. I'm sorry. We did the Choose Your Own Adventure. You Are a Shark. And then, yes. You Are a Shark Week was, that we listener submitted ideas.
We would watch an episode of Shark Tank.
Yes. We're going to watch season 3 episode of Shark Tank. Right.
The listeners will pitch ideas Shark Tank style.
I got confused because You Are a Shark was the book
that we did. The name of the book that we read with Mike and Liana.
My bad. Okay. Amanda, leave that part out of the minutes. Mm-hmm. Leave the part where I was confused.
These are like the North Korean like Congress.
I would like that. We should get one veto an episode where we get one thing not put into the show notes.
Okay, but now you're really walking on a tightrope for the rest of the mailbag.
I'll risk it.
Okay, fine.
I'm gonna use my obstruction from the record abstraction. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think obstruction is fine. Okay,
I think it's both.
Okay. So should we put that back on the wheel? You Are a Shark,
Lindsay. Week. I kind of feel like that. You know, nobody missed it. Nobody was clamoring for You Are a Shark Week.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like I remembered that this was something you were planning to do. Mm-hmm. How do you think? Like, I don't know how the listener pitches part would go. It kind of depends if people have ideas.
I would like to get back to doing listener pitches. I like the idea of, you know, getting the, you know, maybe we could have a Shark Tank mailbag at some point. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had an idea written down for my own, which was, what about doing a Twitter Spaces mailbag in the near future?
Yeah, but the thing is... Well, I guess we could. I just feel like there's like I'm a little more scared of the randos that are coming on. But I guess the podcast isn't live. If somebody is like really wilding out on a Twitter space, you're like, okay,
You could also like call on someone who's like, because you're looking at their Twitter profile. So if they're like an egg person, you don't have to call on them, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't call an egg person up, but there's people that have like a profile that, you know, that who knows.
Yeah, but maybe call like on people who you maybe recognize following you over the years or something. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think it'll be fun. And also it's like, it's very like intrusive. It's like, hey, Rob's doing it now, so that's good. For Renap.
That's a selling point.
Intrusive idea.
I'm saying it's like everyone will see, like, hey, Rob is talking about Renap on Twitter.
It's disruptive.
Yeah. It's, in a bad way, but sure. But good for us.
Yeah. Okay. I would do a Twitter Spaces mailbag.
Okay. So when we have some free time in the next few weeks, maybe we can announce one.
Yeah.
This is an idea from Shut Up Tim. It's called Talking Renap. Rob and Akiva take the week off, and a host and a panel of RHP celebs come in and break down the previous episode. Think Talking Dead, but about Renap.
So I like that more as a standalone podcast. Like, I feel like I don't know necessarily if it would work as just like episode 154 was Talking Renap, and the episode is just a recap of this episode.
Mm-hmm. But what if people wanted to do it 1 week and we just put it in the feed like a couple days after the, you know, after one episode before the next one? Do they have to promise to make it good, or we have to like listen to it first?
I mean,
like,
I don't want to put it in the feed if it's bad.
Like, okay, fine. We've done it before. Mm-hmm. Do we have a no bad stuff in the feed rule?
I mean, I think that if it's bad stuff from us, but if it's just like other people made a podcast that it's a recap of this podcast and it's bad, I don't think that we're like we need to put it in our feed.
Fair enough.
I mean, like, if Lindsay Wilson did it and it was great, like, we would do it.
Lindsay, if you did this, and we all know you're doing epidemiology or whatever, do you think it would be good?
I mean, if I was recapping myself, I'd be like, remember that hilarious thing I said?
Yeah.
That was so good.
This would be a bad week for you to do it. But maybe, like, if you were recapping last week's, you know, what's your age again?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I would need that.
Okay.
I already listened to it. I don't know if I need someone else to tell me what happened. Something like that, I think, doesn't work as well. It kind of depends what it was.
Someone doesn't want to listen to the podcast. But, they just want to listen to the recap of the podcast.
Don't think of it as just like a recap. It's also takes about the episode. Mm-hmm. Like, did you have a lot of like, oh, I really didn't think Rob was that funny in that episode. Mm-hmm. Or felt like, you know,
he was asleep.
I don't believe when Akiva talks about it that he's bowled a 164 three times.
Three times.
That
seems unlikely.
It seems implausible to me that he had the same score. I think he's either misremembering it or he's making it up.
Yeah,
it's the only thing I know. It's the only thing.
So think of it more as like it's, you know, it's not SportsCenter. It's First Take.
Yeah, right. That's more fun, I think, because like you're just like remember. Yeah, of course I do. Mm-hmm. Of course, it'd be like, oh, remember when Rob was off by like 6 years? That was terrible. But like at that, to your point, talking more about the the side plots is maybe more exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm.
So,
okay.
I mean,
all right, so a fun idea, look, but maybe, listen, if someone wants to come with us and be like, hey, we're going to try it 1 week, we wouldn't say no.
Put it in the category of like things that we talk about on this podcast that become other podcasts that we don't have to do and aren't affiliated yeah. with. Like, I feel like uh-huh. I think it's in that bucket.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but fun that Shut Up Tim hasn't given us an idea in a while, so it's very fun that he's and in the
I
mix.
I promise you that your podcast that is a recap of Renap will not be popular, but I will listen to every episode.
Okay.
So...
You'll promise both of those
yeah,
things.
You will have at least like a 1 hour audience of me, you know, every single week.
And they could like pitch other things like, hey, here's why I should be on IHP.
If it's like, hey, it's like, boy, I've been trying to get Rob's attention for whatever. It's like, but like, okay, that like I'm doing
I don't know
this.
If we want this. This has to be a positive. This is like also North Korea. Like this has to be this is good vibes only, right?
What if positive they drag you every week?
Yeah, like, I'm still going to listen.
Terrible episode.
Yeah. Still going to listen? Oh, no.
You think I never listen to podcasts where people are talking bad about me, Akiva?
I mean, how many podcasts are people talking bad about you?
More than you'd think.
That's terrible.
God.
Okay. Okay. This is from Derek. And he says, what if we play some sort of 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon style game? Someone calls someone and like we call Lindsay Wilson. Or like, Lindsay, call someone you know that's either famous or interesting or whatever.
You call somebody famous, then, Lindsay.
Yeah, call someone famous. And then she calls like Kirsten McGinnis. And then Kirsten McGinnis calls, I don't know, someone from Big Brother Canada or something. We keep, like, we speak to them, but then like they keep, and we basically, during the episode, we go 6 degrees. So we're speaking to six different people, but each time someone else is like picking a person for us to call. So, we're going six degrees.
We call up Lindsay Wilson. Lindsay Wilson mm-hmm. does a three-way call to Kirsten McGinnis.
No, I think
Kirsten McGinnis does a three-way call to Braden from Big Brother 9.
Oof. Okay.
Who does like a three-way call to Tiffany Mitchell, who does mm-hmm. a three-way call to Todrick Hall. And we're mm-hmm. all, and this cacophony of voices is all on the podcast at once?
Well, I think they're gone. I think they're gone maybe after the, like, I think caller A is gone for call C. Like there's only two people at once.
Well, how do we keep the connection that Lindsay Wilson calls?
Well, we're getting the phone numbers. We're getting the phone numbers.
Kirsten's gone too.
I don't know if they're physically making the call. They're giving us the phone number. How about that? So maybe it's one person at a time.
Yeah, Lindsay, could you call your most famous friend and then also give us their phone number?
So I don't think she has to call them. I think just give us the phone number.
Mm-hmm. The most famous person whose phone number I've ever had.
Who's the most famous person in your phone? Could we have their number?
I think it was probably you, Rob, from like the Seinfeld podcast.
No,
so we're gonna call back. I mean, who else is in my phone?
Why do you have Rob's number from the Seinfeld podcast?
Because you guys were gonna call me from your live.
Oh, you were
show.
Part of that bit. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you called me, and then I just sat there. You didn't call me again.
That was so tragic. But that, going back to 2017, that was one of Akiva's bits that he wanted to do. He wanted to at the
yell
live
at all
show,
the listeners,
call up people who weren't there and weren't yell at there. Them for not being coming. There. That's
the regular
go-to
not people-
move. You got a bunch of people in a room live, and he's like, "Hey, let's call someone people. Who's not here." And
we
talk
didn't do
to
it
them.
At the second live show. We didn't do it. We didn't do it in Minnesota.
Listen, Lindsay Wilson did a whole oral history about the time that you did that.
Oh, that's a good point. Forgot about that.
Hey, all you people in the room, let's all stand around my phone.
Yeah, that worked well.
Not here.
Two for two. Two for two. I thought the bit worked. I think we call Louise in Australia.
Yes.
And it was a good bit. Like, why aren't you here? It was to the diehard fans. It wasn't to like randos who like wouldn't be listening to podcasts. Mm-hmm. Like, how come you didn't come? That's a good bit.
Was that in the show or that was before the show?
It was in the show. I think we tested with Lindsay before the show, but yeah, it was in the actual episode.
And then it was too loud, and it didn't work.
Yeah. Okay. Just like standing over a speaker.
It's a good bit. It's a funny bit. It's a funny bit. I stand
by
that.
How far we've come, eh?
Okay, I mean, is that the idea where Akiva just calls people who aren't here? Like, I think I'm not as out on the phone calls as I am the 6 degrees of separation, where I think it's very intrusive to ask people, give us the phone number of another person and we're going to call them without you. Like, give us this important contact's phone number.
I think the chain would be decided before the podcast. Meaning, like, Lindsay would have already told the person, obviously, like, yeah, hey, I'm giving them your phone number. You have to answer it.
Let's put this like on the side. Like, maybe we come up with a reason to do this. But right now, all this is like we're calling up random people. We don't have a reason why we're calling them.
We'll figure it out. You know, we can make conversation with anybody.
I'm sure we can. But should we?
I think we should.
Is it fun?
We got to do new stuff. It's this episode 154 next week. We got to think of new stuff. You know?
Like, well, let's put this idea of calling people up. Let's sort of like see if we can marry this with a reason of why we're calling people up.
Got it. I'm fine with that.
You know, are we telemarketers? Mm-hmm. You know,
trying to sell the thing from Shark Week.
Right. Maybe is there some a listener who, you know, ends up like getting us to be their spokespeople, and we're going to call people up to buy their thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay,
maybe.
Well, here's another idea:
subscriptions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what everyone wants in 2021.
Well, maybe that's our challenge. Can we sell magazine subscriptions?
Oh boy. Here's another one from Derek. You play podcast-friendly versions of kids' games. This episode is called Squid Game. So there's 6 games. Each round, some people die and everyone else moves on to the next game. Robin and Akiva could be hosts or contestants. You invite 434 other people to play. But honestly, 4 to 6 might be easier, he says. It'll be like a game show episode, but more deadly. Boom, money, you're welcome. He gives an example of ideas, okay? Yeah. Hide and seek. Players are shown in images with places to hide and separately pick a spot. The host then searches it, and whoever was picked, like, I say, like, all right, there's 9 pictures. There's a living room, a dining room, a kitchen, a den, blah, 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 blah. Whoever hides in the den is dead. Boom.
And then we hang up on them. I mean, it's like
they're gone. Yeah. Winner stays for the mailbag.
I think that this is funnier to talk about than it is in execution. And
you don't
think
a podcast Squid Game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think podcast Squid Game could work. We just have to do the right games.
Like, what are the stakes? It's like, all right, Jordan Kalish, you're off the Zoom call.
We never host again.
Okay, so we have to work on the stakes. Derek, what are the stakes?
Like, maybe like the Squid Game is we have people on and then it's a lifetime ban from Renap.
Well, but then people might agree to, like, I could see some people like asking to be on that episode then.
Okay, fine. and then if only one person's not going to walk away with a lifetime ban.
Oh, so everyone's banned except for the winner. Well then I don't think
that's the Squid Game, baby.
The
stakes are incredibly high, and there has to be a good prize.
Mm-hmm. Can I spoil Squid Game? I can't say anything.
What are you, Rick Devins?
Devins already did.
Oh, he did? Oh, then I could probably spoil it. We're like 2 hours into it.
Listen. Please.
Okay. All right.
Let my mentions cool off.
Oh, okay. you didn't edit it out?
I forgot to. I meant to bleep it.
Damn.
I forgot.
Listen, if you haven't seen it at this point and people are dressing up as it for Halloween, it's over anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
This from Ian.
Yes.
Robin Akiva treasure hunters. Robin and Akiva have to solve a series of clues or riddles to identify and locate, let's say, Renat personalities or locate something in search of the final treasure.
What's the treasure?
I don't know. We're hunting for it. We don't know yet.
I don't know. Where is it? Where are we hunting? Like online?
I guess on the podcast we're hunting, like we're given clues and we have to figure it out.
Like, well, where's the treasure in my house?
No, I think it's like, we have to get there. We have to like solve a clue. We get to the next clue. And then if you get all 5 clues, you get the treasure at the end.
I think this sounds very boring. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, it sounds like a worse escape room kind of.
It does sound like the escape room podcast. not great at.
Yeah. Lindsay, do you have any ideas?
I have no ideas. I texted Alex Koontz, my legendary co-host from the Simpsons pod.
Collaborator, yes.
Yes, and he said, Off the top of my head, what about Robin Akiva rebrand similar to Facebook? Get a new logo, new title, etc. Mm-hmm. This is a great idea, etc., etc.
Yes. And by the way, yes. Alex Kuntz is famous on this show mostly for being second location Alex, where in an early episode he went on a date with Missy and took her to a second location, and then
And he also had an IP idea a long time ago. Whatever happened to that?
What was it?
It was like you guys were going to buy some.
Look at like
crappy IP.
Rob didn't love that ID, that IP, and also like nobody like he was supposed to like fish through and find us funny things to look at that we'd buy, and that never happened.
Yeah,
I see.
I don't know if I would say that. I have to just go ahead and check the show notes to find if Rob didn't love that idea.
I think you didn't love it.
I tend to like ideas where we sort of like riff on things.
Mm-hmm. I know, but honestly, the IP was like, it was like very like bleh. You had to like really sit through a lot of stuff.
I think maybe we're waiting on like give us a list of things that would be fun to talk about.
Good.
Okay. Fine. But just going back to what would
should we rename this podcast?
Rebrand the podcast. I don't know how. Maybe like if the listener sent in suggestions of what it should be. But do we need a rebranding, Akiva?
I mean, I think like one thing I will say about this podcast, this is very clear what we do. It's like me and you, and we need a podcast every week.
Yeah.
So I don't know how we could beat that with like a different name.
But everyone says
a name in mind. Do you have a name in mind?
Well, so this is actually something I've thought about where it's like, I feel like that if we want to really start to reach an audience outside of the RHAP universe that knows who Rob and knows who Akiva are, then perhaps we do need to like the wheel of random of, you know, do we want something that's like a little bit more descriptive that somebody might hear about this podcast and then check it out, like other than who's Rob, who's Akiva, I don't care about them.
Yeah, so the magical wheel, random wheel like
podcast shuffle.
Podcast shuffle, I don't know, shuffle it like isn't as big as it used to be.
Sounds more like podcast power hour. Like if I heard podcast shuffle,
I don't hate it. I don't think we've nailed the name yet, but I hear what you're saying.
Potluck, but it sounds like they're like weed guys.
Definitely,
yeah.
It does.
Yeah, that's a marijuana podcast.
Okay, so I don't know. Maybe
we'll put it to the listeners.
Yeah, give us in the mailbag if you want to help rebrand the podcast. But I don't know if it's a whole episode. If we want to do anything about the metaverse, Akiva.
I don't know much about the metaverse, to be honest.
Do you think that you and I will podcast in the same room in the metaverse, like when we're doing?
I hope so.
I think that'll be fun. Will you have your camera on in the metaverse?
Oh, I usually have my camera on.
Yes.
Will you be sitting up in the metaverse?
Yes.
In video episodes. We should do more video episodes. I've enjoyed doing video episodes recently.
Okay.
People, I think they do okay on YouTube. I think people like them.
Okay.
Gives you a second option.
Yeah.
Okay. Lindsay, Rob, any other ideas?
Nothing that I have. There is some talk about a idea for a murder at Renap Manor that Amanda mentions from the Rob's podcast Facebook group about some sort of like.
Oh, yeah, that was somebody was working on that, but then told us they stopped. That was updated like 6 months ago. They're no longer it's no longer in development.
Yes. OK.
It was a COVID casualty.
Yes. All right. Akiva, any thoughts on potential cities for a 2022 meetup?
Okay.
Is that on the table?
So one of the, I really liked going to Minnesota. I'm only speaking for myself. Specifically the city of Minnesota, I mean.
Yes.
I think what was nice about Minnesota, and I'd say this for really, Know-It-Alls is like a big city show.
Yeah.
But I think if you're doing something like Renap Live, if you're doing News AF Live or anything like that, I think you almost want to go somewhere where it's like about the podcast.
Yeah. Well, what and I so like if you is go, yeah. the idea of a place that's a little bit of a smaller place that's not going to be as expensive for people to, get in and out of and to stay there. Like,
You want a hub, right? We've talked about this. You want the airplane, you want an airport that's, easily located from New York and Chicago and LA.
Right.
But I think if you go to New York, if you go to Vegas, if you go to LA, then it's like, well, why should I go to like six podcast events when I can go to one and do that. So it's like you want to trap people in that city and be like, hey, we're going to do this. But there's like nightlife and there's fun things to do and you can go to bars or whatever at night. But like we're here, you know, this is a business trip.
Yes. Akiva, let me ask you a question. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how you're going to feel about this. And if mm-hmm. you want to say like, hey, I think this is like an offline conversation. We can have that offline conversation and you could also have this be your one thing that you have, you know, abstracted from the show notes.
So it's still in the podcast, but I can have it ripped out of the show notes.
Right.
Okay, fine. Perfect. Right. Okay, so I'm ready.
If we expanded beyond a RENAP event and had more RHAP events in that same weekend, is that something that you would be more interested in or less interested in that? Do you want it to only be a RENAP / 32 fans, potentially NGOG, potentially Curb Your Enthusiasm? Is you like, would you want it to be on like
yeah,
more
a lot of Curb
of
content,
an Akiva centric event
no,
as opposed
I, honestly,
to?
Honestly, I think one of the things, you know, Minnesota, I really enjoy it. Yeah, you like Minnesota, right? You had a good time.
I loved it. Yeah.
Did you? Are you just saying that?
No, I'm not saying that.
Yeah, I think we had a great time, but it was very like, I'm not a person who's done a lot of live performances. We did one Seinfeld show in a dark room once.
Yes.
And that went okay, but like, I really had not done any live performing. And then we went to Minnesota and I had to really be on for the whole time we were there. I had, you know, we did two baseball games and
we didn't need two baseball games.
Huh?
We didn't need two baseball games.
Right. We didn't, but we did. The point is like, we did two baseball games, but we did three podcasts, right?
I mean, like two and a half,
but like the ice cream tournament was like
one never aired.
Was a lot. And then, and the live show was like a big deal. Like I, you know, I had to like plan it and produce it and come up with jokes and whatever. So like, yeah, it would be great if we could do like one and then maybe like if Chester wants to come, we could do maybe like a food tournament or a 32 fans thing during the day or something. But yeah, if there were other RHP podcasts and I was like, could just be a fly in the wall and have fun and hang out. I would be fine with that. Okay. I don't think it has to just be your nap.
Okay. All right. So, I just wanted to take your temperature on that before, like I thought about, like, it might be fun to have like, you know, almost like, okay, there's a RENAP episode filming and then there's going to be like other podcasts also like over like, 2 or 3 days.
I think it would be very fun. I do think, I think Minnesota was the perfect type of city for it. I don't know if you go back to Minnesota, but there are, I think there's a lot of like, you know, outside the, however many biggest American cities, like that are like fun enough to go to. Hotels are like plentiful and not super expensive. I think that would be fun. But I think if you go to New York, LA, Vegas, maybe even Chicago, it's like, well, there's a lot of other
things.
So
is this a wheel idea? Not necessarily in November of 2021, but do we want to have some sort of like the cities should start making their, like putting their committees together?
Yes. Cause if you remember, and I don't want to, we started doing this. We did this in like February of 2020. And then like no spoilers, but after that things went haywire. Cuz we were like weeks away from doing an episode where we were going to have a bracket of cities. It was going to be during bracket season, which instead became corona season.
Yes.
But like we were going to do that.
Yeah, I do
for
want
our
people
summer show.
Yes, I do want people to start maybe looking at potential areas for us to bring RENAP and maybe other podcasts in the summer of 2022.
Yeah. So yeah, start getting your campaign together. But yeah, we had this conversation in January, February of 2020. We were about to put it on the wheel, if I remember correctly. Like which city should we go to?
Akiva, are we looking at any Canadian cities?
I think Canadian cities can definitely apply. It would probably have to be Toronto. I can't imagine another Canadian city getting strong consideration.
Well, I mean, you said you don't want to go in a big city.
Yeah,
it's true. But I'm not saying they're ineligible. I think New York, LA, Vegas, Chicago. I know Vegas isn't a huge city, but from like an entertainment perspective, whatever. They can apply. They are, I think, at a slight disadvantage. Okay. You know,
tepid response for Canada.
No. Well, I think what's the second Canadian city that should apply? I just think Vancouver would be very expensive and it's very far away.
Yeah.
Like, you think you're getting Steve into Vancouver for live know-it-alls? Like, I don't think so.
Well, this would be during the summer. We wouldn't have to worry about
Okay, so it wouldn't be... Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. Still, I think, I think that's not...
Steven did go to Canada once.
That's true. That's true. I take it back. I take it back, Steven. Yes. I think... but it's not... I think Vancouver would have a hard time winning.
Yeah.
So I think, other than Toronto... And I'm not going to Montreal.
Well, this is just something to kick around. We're just talking about it. I think it would be. I was curious to know if you were going to be saying like, hey, like this is our thing. If this is just like,
no, I'm not. No, I think it would be great.
Just for Renap.
I could go. I'd have fun. We'll do a Renap show, and then the pressure will be off.
And maybe there'll be like people that are like, oh, I never listened to Renap before, but then I was there for the live show.
No, those people will be hanging out in the city, not at our show. I mean, there definitely were people at the live show who had never seen Rap before. They were brought by Skin of Another, or they just wanted to see you in town and probably feel like, oh, they'll talk about Survivor.
And I would say that Renap Live would have a prime booking on the schedule.
Well, look at that.
Okay.
Maybe, it's probably better to go first. Then you don't have to worry about the rest of the time. Like,
I don't have to worry about Renap.
Otherwise, I can't enjoy myself. If it was 3 days and we were the last day, I couldn't enjoy myself. Okay. You know what I mean? I would just be thinking about
Renap,
it the whole time.
Renap Live early.
I it's too early to discuss stuff like that.
Yeah. But can you get Carol to come to whatever city you're going to choose?
Let's not spoil all of our plans now. Minnesota can apply again.
Yeah, I'll do Renap Live, but then when it's like the next day you're having like a
cookie tournament.
Yeah, English muffin tournament. Just ate the 17,000 English muffins.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas's was the best.
Ice cream tournament was a great idea. I think we're going to do cookies next. I think that's what the people want. Although the soda tournament has not been released yet. So I think we have to work on that.
They never get released.
I know. Well, it's for the best of the listeners. I don't know. This is like, you need to hear like me, Chester, and Allie slurping soda.
More events that we talk about that we're going to do offline.
Ooh, 32 fans?
No, this podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, hopefully one day the soda tournament will come out. The cereal tournament, they all came out. I don't know if they were all, amazing listens, but they all came out.
Okay. All right. Well, that was interesting to put on the radar.
Yeah, I think that's fun. It was hard to even think about stuff like that for a while, but now I think it's realistic to start at least talking about it.
We could dream about it. And you want that kept in Amanda's notes.
Yeah, I'll save it for the last couple of minutes. I'm sure I'll say something that I'm going to need stricken from the record.
Okay. All right. Should we take a look at what's already on the wheel?
Oh, one more thing, by the way, from the Olsen Twins movie. I forgot. I started booing in the car when it came out. Alyssa, the orphan one, not the rich one, Amanda, was wearing a Yankee hat. She was a Yankee fan. Yeah.
Adopt a Yankee orphan.
That's why she was still waiting. Backwards hat, Yankee, fan. Come on. I was booing. And then my son was a troll who pretends to like the Yankees to spite me. Spite fan. Was like, stop booing the Yankees. I was like, well, I got bad news. Neither of these teams are still around right now.
Okay. I mean, it was 1995. So, I mean, they were like,
it's true. Yankees. It's hard to be a Mets fan then. Yeah.
We're on the cusp the worst of team money greatness, could buy, a dynasty. Yeah. Do you think that Amanda was bummed out when Buck Showalter got fired?
Probably. Like, that's really why she wouldn't want to go to camp
at least
that
Donnie
summer.
Baseball made the playoffs.
Yeah. He'll be in the Hall of Fame one day. That's great.
Don't worry about that. Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and talk about what is currently on the wheel. Okay. It is starting with season 3, episode 7. Boy, Lindsay, I think that the last time we did season 3, episode 7, I think was 2015.
What?
It's been that long.
What's the last one you did?
Mm-hmm. I don't even know.
Yeah. I can't remember.
I think, was it Boy Meets World? No, we did something since then, right?
We've definitely done one since then.
The last, One Tree Hill, sorry.
One Tree Hill, wow.
That feels like an eternity.
No, there's been Muppet Show and One Tree Hill. That was episode 136.
It's been a cool year for the season 3, episode 7.
Maybe comes up today.
Crappy Movie Diaper. So we're back. Ernest Scared Stupid is out, even though this episode is going to drop right on Halloween weekend. But we are moved on past Ernest.
No, we could do... we could do an Ernest movie. It's just not Ernest Scared Stupid. Okay. We'll do another Ernest movie.
Well, what's our new Ernest movie? Lindsay, are you an expert in the Ernest movies like you are in the Olsen Twins?
Did not you rent those
from Blockbuster?
I'm definitely aware of the Ernest movies. Like Ernest Goes to Camp was on quite a bit in my house as a child. Mm-hmm. But like, I definitely am not as much of a connoisseur, I don't think.
Okay. All right. We have the guest choice. Robin Akiva, write a kid's book. I saw Shut Up Tim's kid's book, Akiva, for real on the Twitter.com.
Yeah, he wrote a book about garlic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
so he could help us, maybe.
That's no joke. The dad joke is, though, the dad joke off. Sure, we'll hear some Shut Up Tim submissions for that one. Robin Akiva's movie commentary, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Gonna get a lot of chocolate this weekend, Akiva.
Are you giving out a lot of chocolate?
No. I live in an apartment. I don't think we're gonna get any trick-or-treaters.
You know, Chester was saying that, like, he was talking about how people ring the doorbell.
Yeah.
And you have to go out every time. And I said, why can't you just put it in a bowl? And he said, people take. Like, if the first person comes, just takes all your candy if it's in a bowl.
Yeah.
The first, like, teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You know, I grew up in a neighborhood where like Halloween barely existed. We'd get like one trick-or-treater a night.
Yeah.
Every Halloween. So I don't know anything about it.
You have any other questions? I could answer anything about Halloween.
I feel like I know a decent amount about Halloween. We just didn't get a lot of, first of all, are you dressing up as something tomorrow?
No. My wife was lamenting that we weren't, dressing up, but, I'm a grown man. I'm not going to any Halloween parties or anything. What do I need to dress up to walk around the neighborhood in a costume?
Agreed.
Lindsay, are you dressing up?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a Halloween Grinch, as Nicole would say.
Yes,
yeah,
Halloween like Grinch. Right.
I like to save it for Purim.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like November 1st. You buy cheap candy. That's the move.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we have a lot of candy stockpiling at my house, Akiva.
Just eat it.
I already had a Kit Kat and a Baby Ruth today.
I like the Baby Ruth. It's
Baby Ruth is very gluey. Underrated.
It's very underrated. It's a little gluey, but it's good.
You said gluey?
Yeah. It's like it comes out like it's very like a long piece of gooey chocolate.
I don't understand how Snickers has taken over the world and Baby Ruth is
objectively better. I agree.
If not better than comparable. And if I was into sabermetrics of candy, I would give a 10-year contract to Baby Ruth before I overpay for Snickers.
Yeah, I agree. And Snickers, maybe they'll win a gold glove. And people are like, really? I didn't think the fielding was so great. Mm-hmm. And
it's like,
you know, and the contract doesn't even kick in until next year.
Candy One has milk chocolate, caramel, peanuts, and nougat. And Candy Two has milk chocolate, caramel, peanuts, maybe no nougat. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not sure.
They're the Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen of candy.
They're the same thing you're saying.
That Baby Ruth is in the orphanage and Snickers is living in Steve Gutenberg's mansion. And oh, do I know you? Have we met before? No, we're identical strangers.
Wow.
Was Snickers and Baby Ruth separated at birth?
Wow.
We did do a candy bar rankings 5 years ago with Haley Strong on 32 Fans, on an early 32 Fans episode. So,
if I recall, I believe there was a lot of chewing of the candy bars into the microphone.
That was Chester and his friend in the middle of the episode. That's not the whole thing.
I think that's where you lost me.
Yeah, that's where we lost a lot of people. But that was the middle of the episode.
Yes.
That wasn't. Haley Strong's too classic for that.
Mm-hmm. No.
What else is in the mail?
The human lie detector.
Okay, that's fine.
With LaTanya.
Probably would not happen this coming week, though.
Okay. The variety pack.
Yep.
And Fiverr Goes West. Lindsay, what do you think about Akita's name, Fiverr Goes West?
I can't remember what's happening in that one. I do remember.
Fiverr Goes West. On Fiverr. People are going to give us suggestions for different things.
Right. Yes. I like the name.
Okay. And then let's just see if there's anything else. Trying to see if there was anything from podcast to plan, to do long-term ideas. Akiva, you make any progress on five timers gifts?
Yeah, like every once in a while, I'll like send someone a hat and be like, do you like this? I'll buy this if you guys like it. And then I get ignored or something. I'm working on it.
Yeah,
it'll happen.
Akiva, should bowling be a part of the big potential meetup?
Imagine if we go and that's where I finally break the high score. That would be so fun.
Mm-hmm. It's essential.
And that's a good like social activity. You could even like randomize lanes. Like you'll go with people you don't know. And then maybe you'll switch after the first game with new people for the second game.
Yeah,
that could be very fun.
And then should there be a prize if you beat the Akiva line?
If you beat 164, yes.
Yes.
Love it.
Okay.
Such a good idea.
You get merch or something.
I have a trophy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So there you go. That's what's going on. That's what's on the wheel. We didn't add anything this week. I thought our goal is to add something every single week.
I thought I came with some good ideas, but they didn't get the
hammer. What did you think was going to be the one that was going to get through?
There wasn't one that was locked in. I thought I just had four or five like solid B+ ideas. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe you'd like one of them. Squid Game, I thought might be good. I still think there's something there. We just have to.
I mean, maybe Squid Game is that's something, but you have to come up with like what are the stakes? Like,
What are the stakes, and also what are the games?
Yeah, it's like if you have four people, and then oh, I'm hiding in the attic. No, you're not. Mm-hmm. Boom. Okay, you're off the Zoom. Okay, is this in the variety pack?
No, I think this is a home run. We just got to figure it out.
Does Shark Week go back on? Where'd you land on that?
No, mm-hmm. Rob said no.
Well, no? I think okay. We said we're going to do a Twitter Spaces mailbag. I think that's
yeah, we'll do a Twitter Spaces mailbag.
That was the Shark Tank of it all, but I don't think we need to watch an episode of Shark Tank.
I think you're right. You're right.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about episode number 154. It's going to be a tough week to do a bigger episode. I am going to be visiting some family this weekend. So that's going to be a little bit tricky. So ideally, we'll get something here that Akiva and I can do in a time when other normal people are not around.
Working.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
So let's spin the wheel. Episode number 154. Here we go. Okay? Coming up on the wheel is
it's
a coin flip again. The coin, so many coin flips.
Right. Well, that's the good news is that we can avoid maybe a more complicated episode next week. Mm,
yeah.
Lindsay, do you have a coin, a loony or a toonie?
I mean, I can have a digital one.
A digital loony or toonie?
Digital.
Do people not have coins anymore in their house?
All right, I got it. It's ready. Flip a coin.
Okay.
My son lost a tooth this week.
Yeah.
And not like a good one. It was like a little too early for it, but he like fell out biking.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Oh, so a baby tooth.
He lost a baby tooth. Yeah. Yeah.
I told you that my son cracked his tooth last week.
Mm-hmm.
That's rough.
Also yeah. Bad, bike bad
tooth time.
Grown up tooth. Grown up tooth.
Ooh, that's rough.
That was expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My first son lost a tooth falling off. Like a stool while he was trying to brush his teeth when he was two.
Oh,
so he had no front tooth for like, you know,
so
from
he
two
was
to seven
trying to brush his tooth. And then yes. He fell off a stool and broke his tooth. I mean,
I'll tell you how dumb I am. I never really thought about that till now, even though it was like 6 years.
He was practicing dental hygiene. Mm-hmm. And in doing so that
yes.
The very thing that he was trying to clean and protect got hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
It actually was loose for a year and then fell out when he was two. It happened when he was one. But then the same thing happened. So he had no front teeth. He had missing front tooth for 5 years. And then my four-year-old lost one scootering, even though he was wearing a helmet.
Yeah.
So I figured like my wife, you know, I got like $5 when I was a kid because that's what I asked like the richest kid in my class what he got. And then I went home and told my parents that he got $5.
That's how
so I figured
got
he'd get a good
money.
Thing. Yeah. He came out and he's like, look what I got under my pillow, a shiny dime. And I asked my wife how she pulled that off. She's like, well, he read a Berenstain Bears book where that's where they got. So he mm-hmm. asked for one shiny dime. What a negotiator. He could have got a lot more money than that.
Did Nera have to shine up the dime, or do you think that it just was a naturally shiny dime?
Was it? Yeah, probably. I mean,
what
she is the type where
with?
She would do it. Like, I don't know,
olive
like a
oil?
Towel or something. I don't know. But I don't know. I don't. It's a good question if she shined it up or just called it a shiny dime.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very like dedicated parent. I
think
see
if
her shining
you
up the dime.
Put a dime in some Coke Zero, I think that's supposed to shine it up real good.
That's genius.
I mean, that's what. Yeah. All right. so
Yeah, let's spin the let's flip a coin or whatever, yeah. Lindsay.
Okay, well, thanks. I think we're a little bit limited. If we want, so I think we're either gonna watch something. Sorry to the people in the Reddit comments. Or Robin Keefe write a kids book. Robin Keefe do the movie commentary.
Even kids book would be. There's no guest per se, but
like I think technically the variety pack. I think we could.
We could do the variety pack. Yes, we could do
or
the variety.
Fiverr goes west.
That we could do for sure.
Or season 3, episode 7. Yeah,
I'm very.
Yeah, so there's definitely enough for us to do.
What do you want us to do, Lindsay?
Willy Wonka. I'm ready for the chocolate factory.
But that's also like I'd rather people watch. I mean, do they have to? I guess they're not really watching with us. They could. We could record it. They could watch whenever.
Yeah. That. What do you mean they can record it? I mean that they turn on their TV.
Uh-huh, okay.
And they hit play on the podcast and hit play on the movie.
Okay.
And that's
it. Is that harder to do? Like if we were I guess we're dropping the podcast on Saturday anyway. I was confused because recording during the week.
Yeah, why would it be harder?
I don't know. It's 4:39 a.m. my time. I'm slow right now. All right, fine. So let's call Rob. Call it in the air.
Okay. Tails.
I've won like five of these in a row. Also,
it is, and make it six in a row. It is heads.
Oh, okay. I feel like I always say heads, and now I said tails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just flipacoin.com.
Okay, so children's book. I think we're not going to do. Mm-hmm. Dad jokes. I think is dad jokes more of a weekend episode.
Yeah, because we need. The Kirsten McInnes types to not like any of the jokes.
Let's do. Should we do Fiverr Goes West?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the variety pack next week. How about that?
Okay. So just looking at the variety pack of what's in.
Is there anything we can't do?
Well, hold on. Here's what's in the variety pack right now. First of all, did we flesh out the variety pack? I think we need wild stories Rob can retell. Amanda says that's done. Not enough done. Kid questions for Rob and Akiva, but I think we can gather those up.
Scrap it because we don't have to do all these.
Funny FML stories. So that's done. Yep. Mm-hmm. Ideas to plug listener commercials between each segment. Amanda says that's done. But do mm-hmm. we have that? We're still two segments short in the variety pack.
No. We're fine. I've got a couple things that I think that aren't in there. We got plenty for the variety pack. Because I think we said five or six, and we have plenty.
Okay. Doing the variety pack.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I could get in a call for one of the segments in the variety pack.
Which one?
I mean, I don't know. If you want to make, if
what
you make
does
one.
She like FML stories? Who would win in a fight?
We could talk about, do you want to waste her on a segment that we already have? I feel like that, variety pack. Here's like Nicole for 10 minutes.
Yeah, we could think of a good Nicole variety pack segment. Mm-hmm. Oh, one more thing, by the way.
Yeah.
Before we go.
Yeah.
So I had a long talk with Jill, who makes the Royal Rumble.
Yes, yes. What did she say?
And she had an idea I really liked, which was the game she's using only has now. Is a more modern WWE game, but it only has room for 30 entrants in the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
She was going to do 40.
Okay.
She had an idea, which I really liked, which is maybe the last spot is a episode maybe before the Royal Rumble, like a month before or whatever. It's a battle royale. So we have six people in there. The winner gets a spot. So maybe like during the mailbag, we could announce like a quick battle royale, 5-10 minute battle royale. Winner gets the 30th and final spot.
But how are the people battle royaling?
It is not a battle. It's like a ladder match. The winner of the ladder match.
So it's like we're going to watch. There's going to be this. So basically, you are going to identify six people and tell them, hey, you are our bottom bubble. Six. We've come up with a list of 30 people.
Yes. You're the 33rd most important person.
31, 32, 33, 34, and 35.
It'll be random.
And we're going to now announce this in a competition where one of you will get in, and the other five of you will not. You will not be in the proper Royal Rumble.
I mean,
there's
lots of people who are not going to be in the Royal Rumble. Even they're not even going to be in the ladder match. These people are, you know, so honored to even get into the ladder match.
Lindsay, what do you think?
I mean, my first thought was the same as yours, Rob. I guess if you're randomizing it.
If this was like six random listeners, basically we're Willy Wonka-ing it, where it's like, if you find a Renap golden ticket, you'll be in the battle royale where one of you will have the chance to be in our magical Royal Rumble.
I do like the idea of having a random listener in there. If we could like figure out a way to put them in there. But I did my, when we came up with the list of names, it was hard to cut. Like it was, you know, easy to cut to like 35. It was hard to cut to 30. Yeah. It was very hard to cut to 30. Yeah.
There are five people. That
but,
clearly
yet, but yet you would be able to pick out the six people that are at the bottom.
No, I would I? Yes, but I'm not going to do that. I would say that
but
that could be randomized.
But how do you do that six person ladder
randomize
match?
Randomize which six are in there. I mean, maybe you could protect like me and you.
It's random. It's like, okay.
It could be random.
You could be losing some heavy hitters.
Yeah, Kirsten McInnes will destroy you, Akiva.
We could protect a few people and not say who we protect.
Expansion draft? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could do a quiet expansion draft.
Going back to that North Korea stuff.
The other idea was the 30th spot is a Nicole versus Nicole match, and it's TikTok Nicole versus Nicole's sister Nina.
And what is the feud between TikTok Nicole and my lovely wife? They have the same name.
I'm sure
name.
We could come up with one.
There
yeah,
can
they have
be
the same
only
name.
One.
Mm. Yeah, there can only be one Nicole. I'm sure we could come, like, we got to get TikTok Nicole to start, like, throwing some haymakers.
Yeah, you know what? I personally like ideas that aren't about creating feuds for my wife to be in.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, fair enough.
So,
but, all right, fine. So back to the ladder match. You're not a fan.
Look, maybe I'm being too sensitive about this.
It's going to be hard to make cuts. Here's the thing. You think that people... So someone's calling me nonstop at 4:45. You think I should answer it?
Sure.
4:45 a.m. I'm not going to answer it.
Ask them who their most famous friend is.
Yeah. See if we can get their number. Maybe it's an emergency.
It might be an emergency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like my family's in here asleep.
Okay.
Everyone else, whatever.
They're already dead to you.
Yeah. What if it's Jill? It's like, Akiva, whatever you do, don't talk about the bottom six. I figured it
out. All right, cut it out.
Oh my God, this is the thing to strike from the record. Exactly.
No, I just think it's really hard to cut the 30. So at least like we get those people in something. It would maybe
be good.
If
you think it's okay to have the random, okay, we got down to 35. And
I do, because I couldn't cut beyond.
In the ladder match.
I would protect a few people.
Well, see, this is where you're going to get yourself back in trouble.
How about this? Like, Lindsay wasn't on the show this year. Like, Lindsay's not in it. Shocked. She'll be in the next one, but she wasn't. We did it already. You know, like, we made the list. She already made most of the characters.
Mm-hmm.
It's only people who've been on the podcast in the last year.
Mm-hmm. It's only so you can only be eligible if you've been on the podcast in the last year.
Well, not only because like let's say if Leprechaun's in it, he hasn't really been on the podcast. No,
cut,
necessarily.
Let me make this easy. Cut Leprechaun. Leprechaun is not podcasters. Somebody that I'm going to get an angry message from.
I disagree. I think Leprechaun has to be in there. Otherwise, it's just like 30 podcasters. It's overkill.
You're gonna tell
Lep has to be in
this like fictional character
put
who is more deserving
back in
than
the
you.
Rumble, kitty.
Yeah, I'm much more scared of him. He could curse us, he'd come after us, do one of those weird killing things he does.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I shan't be the one that you let go.
He really did none of that in Leprechaun in Space. Yeah. That's why it was really lackluster. Mm-hmm. Almost no rhyming at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right,
that's
so the variety pack is coming up.
Yeah, variety pack coming next week.
If people mm-hmm. have ideas for the variety pack, do we want them?
Yeah, you could still make the cut if you have a great idea.
Will there be
pack.
A super form going out this week, or not necessary?
Yeah, well, there already was. Maybe
well,
I'll
we
re-up
need kids
it.
Questions.
Or,
yeah,
yeah, I'll re-up the super form a bunch of times this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Monday and Tuesday.
Even like ranking something, I feel like that could be like a quick. Like we could do like a quick like
English muffins.
Mat. Yeah. English muffins, sure. English muffin tournament.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
So that's what's coming up. Episode number 154. Well, this was very fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great time was had by all.
Okay. We'll see when I get out of the podcast. Lindsay, do you think that Nicole will be awake?
I'm going to say no.
No. It's only 9:47. Yeah. There's still time left.
I think she would maybe like pretend to be asleep so she doesn't have to hear about the Olsen twins.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to come out and give her the whole recap.
Yeah, he doesn't be like, let me tell you what happened on the podcast.
I know you love hearing about Renap.
I mean, she already told me she didn't want to hear me even talk about that. I was doing a podcast about the Olsen twins earlier today.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that what happened? You were telling people at a soccer game?
No.
That you were talking about it and they were rolling away from you?
In the hallway, like we were going to downstairs to our car and I was talking about it. And she said, don't talk about that in the hallway where people can hear
it. Oh, she said, shh. Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll put out like an APB.
She said,
like,
yeah, people are going to think you're a perv.
What will the neighbors think?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I said, Mary Kate married a guy 10 years older than me.
Yeah, they're not children now. They're
middle-aged.
Grown ups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time it's like a dagger to my heart, Rob.
Oh, now we have to guess Lindsay's age and then she doesn't have to answer. That'll be the end of the episode.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to do this for all our guests. Yeah, you want to come on this episode, be prepared
Lindsay,
for us to guess your age.
What was the first concert that you attended?
Mm-hmm. Alice Cooper.
Ooh, that's hard. Was it at the Muppet Show?
Yes.
Curveball on that one.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lindsay, how many MLB stadiums have you been to?
Mm-hmm. Zero.
Zero.
Okay.
Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I saw on the Reddit, somebody said that I wish Rob would have put more time into thinking about his questions before the podcast. And I felt like that.
Oh, that's rude.
Yeah. It was like Rob did not apply himself.
And that you won the game.
See, I'll take the blame for something like that, honestly, because
it didn't even occur to me to study before to come up with a game plan.
Because I should see as the person who pre-plans a lot of the episodes, I should have messaged you and been like, think of questions, because you will do it if I remind you.
Yeah.
I should have, because it occurred to me at some point, like, oh, I was asking Nicole. Yeah, I should have said, Rob, like, I'm thinking of questions. You should think of them, too.
This is ridiculous. Your questions were fine.
Your questions were better than mine, but I hear what they're saying.
It hurts me because it's true. Then I say, you know what? It's right. I should have.
You won the game, Rob. Your questions are clearly appropriate.
You did win the game. Now, your questions were better. Your questions were more useful than mine.
Yeah, they were fine.
So I don't know what that says, that I planned mine.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I didn't, ask anybody to name any Lana Del Rey tracks.
Exactly.
Lindsay, what was the first social media you ever used?
Probably MySpace.
Okay.
MySpace. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are we ready to lock in? What are your hobbies, Lindsay?
Yeah. Hobbies and celebrity crush.
Oh, God.
And your journalist crush.
Yeah. And journalist crush.
Yeah. I don't do anything. I sit and watch TV.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You think Ryan Reynolds has a punchable face?
I guess that's your job.
I do think that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Oh God, who's my celebrity crush?
Steve Carell.
I like Donald Glover.
Donald Glover. Oh, that's basically Akiva. That's Akiva.
That's basically like, I mean, it's a little awkward.
I mean, basically, what we learned from Jenny Autumn is that's Akiva's identical stranger.
Two identical strangers, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're the Snickers and Baby Ruth of people.
I'm gonna go, Rob.
Yeah.
You have a guess in your head?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go 33.
I said 32.
Okay.
31.
Oh,
32 in March.
Win again.
All right. There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Alice Cooper definitely threw us off.
Let me tell you, I have never looked more out of place anywhere in my life. I went when I was 16 years old.
Yes.
I was wearing an orange sweatshirt.
And you were a fan of Alice's work?
I was. Yeah. My friends, when I was 16, they pooled their money and got me tickets to Alice Cooper. It was very generous.
Yes. What's your favorite Alice Cooper track?
Oh, I don't know. I'm 18, probably.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Rob, I remembered one more thing I was supposed to do on this podcast.
Yes.
Do you have any opinions on the movie Point Break?
Oh, yeah, I think that's a good movie.
Should we put it on the wheel?
Oh, should we put it straight up? Put it on the wheel?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you have a pitch of why? What, like, why now? Like, it's a good, it's a good movie.
I can't really say why.
What?
I mean, that's kind of
stricken from the record,
kind of out of the blue. But I mean, I feel like it's, I feel like it's fun. Mm-hmm. Like maybe we should just put it on the wheel. I mean, we're kind of like flying by the seat of our pants. Lindsay, how do you feel about Point Break?
I have never even heard of this film.
Is it on Netflix? Maybe you should watch. Maybe it's on Netflix. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to take Netflix.
Yeah, Patrick Swayze is in it. And I feel pretty good about that. But you know what? I think they wear like a bunch of masks of like different old presidents.
Okay, you think that's too political?
I think that's too political. I think, you know, it's like unless you know that's remember the whole Stephen Fishback Ronald Reagan stand. Mm-hmm. Talk about Richard
Favorite
Nixon.
President. He's a band. Yeah.
I think it's gonna like
what president? Because I think anything pre Nixon is like not of this time politically.
Well, there's
like,
Nixon. It's
almost not.
There's Nixon. There's
even
Reagan.
Nixon. I think even pre Carter, you could argue.
Yeah.
There's Reagan.
There's Reagan. Yeah.
Yeah, does anybody really care?
I think humiliated Steven and said that you know he was a Ronald Reagan stan.
Man Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
I
don't think we can do it.
I guess not.
Mm-hmm.
So confused. Mm-hmm. No idea what just happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The second thing I was supposed to ask you, but I'm blanking on it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, was it about broccoli?
I don't think it was about broccoli.
Yeah.
Do you like broccoli?
Yeah. I probably eat my share of broccoli. Yeah.
I said once I like broccoli on pizza. You thought I was like a creep, basically. Like the way Nicole reacted to you.
I would never think to put broccoli on a pizza. I understand why you know, you might like go in that direction, but no thank you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't do meat on pizza.
Yeah,
so
I get it. You're limited, but, you know. So like you know, in a world where you don't have to put broccoli on a pizza, like you usually don't.
Yeah. Kirsten and I just spent a lot of time talking about the merits of roasting broccoli. So this is a hot topic.
Okay, right now. Plugs. Let's get Lindsay's plugs in there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On a related note.
Lindsay, was that a passive aggressive way of segueing to get to your plugs?
I gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
I have a hot date. I gotta
Yeah, what else do I have to do? Nothing. I can do my plug, sure. So you can catch me every week talking to the great Kirsten McInnes on BoJack HorsePod. We're partway through season 4. We just recorded an episode with Mari Forth. We're talking to Mike Bloom tomorrow.
Oh,
it's
wow.
All very exciting.
Big get.
Yeah, a lot. Big get, yes. Very big. And then I'm also talking to Alex Koontz sometimes about The Simpsons, where we do an old episode and a new episode.
I was on that Tom show Lee. Once.
Akiva was on that back in like February, I think. Mm-hmm. Right now we're both pretty busy and editing 2 podcasts a week is a lot for mm-hmm. me. So we are taking like a bit of a break. We're doing when we can, but there's a big back catalog. You can listen to like 60 episodes of that.
60 episodes. Where can you listen? Wherever podcasts are found?
Wherever podcasts are found. The Simpsons Then and Now and BoJack HorsePod.
Yes. All right. Well, Lindsay, bravo. This was so much fun.
Yeah, it was so fun to be back. I love talking to you guys.
This time flew by.
Yes.
I mean, especially for the people that are listening on like 1.9, but even for me in 1.x.
Yeah.
Is that what you listen on 1.x to yourself?
No. I mean, I could listen to myself at like 2x.
Yeah. Like and you know, it's honest. Coming, so it's much easier.
Yeah.
Did either of you watch the challenge on 1x?
I mean, I watched it at like 1.5. You know, honestly, that the movie quality, the length that Akiva sent me was so bad, not Akiva's fault, that it was hard to watch at a faster speed.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. But I watched 1X,
but
also.
I did not like look up for the challenge parts. Even honestly, and I thought I had a million takes and really knew the movie well on It Takes Two, but the whole time was my wife saying, "You're not looking at the screen. You're not looking at the screen." Even though I could like, other than who's Alyssa, who's Amanda, I could tell you anything about that movie. Like they really think I like took the whole thing in.
Lindsay, do you have It Takes Two trivia question you could stump Akiva?
Yes. Okay. Do you actually want a hard question?
A medium.
Okay. What is the name of the social worker? The keyser is an easy question.
So like the star of the movie.
Yeah. What's her name?
Just the Allie's character.
I said it's Diane.
You did say it. Okay.
I said it at the beginning because it's the Cheers thing.
Yeah, okay, that was a loophole. Yes, he got you with that one. All right.
Yes,
let's go to
what about
It Takes Two for 200. Steve Guttenberg's name.
Listen, I knew it 2 hours ago. It's in one ear and out the other type of thing. The family's name is Charleston?
Calloway.
Calloway.
Calloway. So he is, I don't know, Bruce? Strike this from the record. I take it
all
back.
Right. Sir, this all is, right, Amanda, this is don't put in the notes that Akiva said he knew he could tell us anything about the movie and then didn't know the character's name.
I knew
name.
Like the plot points. Character names are ultimately
Akiva is name point. Blind also.
Oh, yeah, yes. I'm name blind. I call him Gutenberg the whole time. That's mm-hmm. fine. Mm-hmm. You have to, like, my wife was still wrong. I was paying attention the whole time.
Yeah. Okay.
Not looking down at my phone. All right,
Akiva,
like
what's coming up for you this week?
NGOG was fun this week. We got a guest coming up this week. 32 fans.
We'll be back. Anybody we should know about?
Yeah, Jason Curtis Rivera is the guest on an NGOG this week.
I mean, that's a big get.
Yeah, it's a big get. 32 fans. We'll be back talking about NFL Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And Curb Your Enthusiasm, episode 2. I do not know who the guest is yet, but we will have a guest most weeks, Josh and myself.
Okay. All right. And for me, I would say follow Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. You can subscribe. Go to robhasawebsite.com/RenapFeed. And then make sure you subscribe to the Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast feed, because we might drop in recap episodes if somebody makes them and they're good. And we'll leave us feedback and star ratings and tell us if we should rebrand the podcast. Akiva, if we rename the podcast, are people going to be mad?
Yeah, people will be mad.
Yeah.
Because they'll be like, what's that in my feed? I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what the magic wheel was. Yeah. Like, just deleted it. Yeah. Sorry.
Potluck Shuffle. What is that about?
Potluck Shuffle. Is that in the mix?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Bracket season this year, we'll have 32 potential names of Renap.
Ooh.
What if it was like Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, colon, and then we put in, you know, so then if you're searching, subtitle, if someone loves a wheel-based
Rob
thing.
Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you're talking.
Nice.
But what if Robin Akiva is in the bracket and is a heavy favorite?
Bad luck.
Yeah.
Like the most anticlimactic thing ever.
We'll see. All right. Akiva, on a serious note, everybody that's listening needs to go to bed right now. Everybody needs to go to sleep. Yes. Or stay asleep. If you're already sleeping, stay asleep. Mm-hmm. If you're behind the wheel of a car, turn off the podcast right now, because you should not be operating heavy machinery while I'm going to talk all of our listeners that are sleeping into an even deeper sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Akiva, is there anything else that you want to add?
I love you all.
Okay. All right. So at a very low volume, Lindsay, anything else?
Good.
Okay. All right. We will now take you out with the sweet sounds of Alexander Chester.
Here come your man in black.
Okay.
Won't let you remember.
Lots of spooky men in black costumes this Halloween. Timeless film.
Showing your section. Believe me, it's for your own protection. Because we see things that you need not see.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, they could have rocked the men in black tuxedo. Both put the glasses on. Okay, everybody. Good night. Pleasant dreams.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.